The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantenradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/theshiningwizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on swi.net and rantemradio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
This is Rob Van Dam, the whole effing show. As if you didn't know, you're listening to The Shining Wizards Podcast.
I have a small dick.
Dummy! Yeah!
God damn! Woo!
Number 301, live on the rant, live on Facebook,
live.
We are the Shining Wizards. You know me as Tony, and I'm flanked. Flanked?
You're flanked.
By a not feeling well Kevin and a looking hot and sexy Matt.
What, is your mic not on?
Turn my mic on.
Oh, how there about you now? Go. There.
Why did you point to me when you introduce Kevin?
I'm just pointing everywhere because we're on live. It's on the cameras. We are here in Studio A. And we got a swank guest tonight. The very handsome, talented, beat your ass and smile while he's doing it. Deepwater's Matt Riddle joining us.
Did you say swank?
Yes.
What is this new terminology?
I don't know. I figure spice it up for the new year. You know, it's 2017. There's a lot of misery in the world these days. Try to brighten up people's days, put a smile on your face, take off the old man's sunglasses because I don't want to feel old. And yeah, that's about it. How are we doing tonight, gents?
Very well, thank you for asking.
Not too bad, I guess.
Well, Kevin's fucking dying. have the common decency to tell anybody.
Well, I didn't see your text this morning at 10:30. I saw it at like 5, and at that point it was just too late to like say I'm really sorry, I just can't do the show tonight. So I was like, fuck.
Kevin's cough at the front door was 30 decibels louder than the doorbell was. Yeah. I heard, hey, Tony, what's up? Ready to do a show?
I feel like I need one of those Asian doctor masks.
Put the party hat on.
Oh,
over
yeah.
your mouth.
No, you touched it. I ain't touching that.
That's true.
Me?
Oh, fuck. No, he touched the other two.
I don't want nothing. No offense, Kevin.
I don't want anything
Kevin touched. I can't afford
it's
to get sick.
Just a cough. Just a cough and then sneeze and a sore throat and an earache.
And a drip.
And a
fever.
Drip. And yeah, and some sores.
You're fucking high!
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
That's it.
I'm going to pass on that, the cold.
And my apologies for not having your microphone on. We are one man down today, and I thought I muted the correct microphone, but my bad. I'm always accused of having errant sounds come out of my area, so I was trying to do the right thing, and of course I fucked up as usual.
Did you announce who our guest was tonight? I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah. Mr. Swank himself, Deepwater's Matt Riddle.
Oh, okay.
Bro.
You forgot the swank part?
Yeah, the swank part, it kind of threw me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, if you are watching or listening live, you can send us a message at rantdmradio.com, or you can hashtag WizardsRBro on the face space and on the Twitters.
Yes.
Get your questions to us, because at the 8 o'clock hour, Mr. Matt Riddle will be joining us. Do we want to start off with perhaps the biggest news of the week? Just jump right in? No?
Drew Galloway, he's leaving Impact.
Oh, all right. Well, you want to start there?
No, it's a tie-in to the weekend, because me and Kevin went to the Evolve show Saturday night.
Okay, good call. Let's start with Evolve.
And he had an awesome match with Matt Riddle, tonight's guest.
Look at how that worked out.
It all comes together. I'll tell you, every time I see Drew Galloway wrestle on an independent show, be it Evolve, I don't even know where else he's fucking worked.
TNA.
PWG.
He's done a lot over in the UK too, right?
He is so he fucking good.
Yes, he is.
He'll be back.
Your TNA Impact Grand Champion, by the way.
I just don't. I don't want him to go back just to be another cog in the wheel.
Got
to
beef up that NXT again.
Do they?
Yeah, man, they got to.
I mean, he's done with Impact, but he's still working for Evolve, and I guess. I mean, I haven't heard anything yet as to his next destination.
How much longer are these tapings going to be airing for Impact? I really don't know how much they have in the can right at this point. So is Drew Galloway still going to be on TV for the next like month or two? I mean, he's a grand champion. So at some point, he's going to have dropped that belt, right? Unless Impact drops that belt completely. I know you're not a fan of the grand championship.
That'd be the real win.
Look, I thought it was a cool concept. They don't really do any development with it other than have title matches. So if it goes away, I got no problems with it. Before it starts to becoming something that's like actually established.
I say fuck, make it an angle.
Fuck it.
Galloway left Impact and he took that shitty title with him.
Sorry.
Right, why not? The fucking title's useless.
Might as well do the same thing with the tag belts.
Well, it's like I said, they really haven't built anything with it either, you know? I'm starting to almost feel that way with the X Division title, but we'll get into that when we talk about TNA later.
Yeah, so just a quick rundown of Evolve. Kevin had been talking with Gabe Sapolsky, promoter, owner, operator of Evolve, and Gabe was kind enough to bring us to the front of the line. We did buy our tickets. He got us in first, so we got a cozy, very cozy, nice seat.
Very nice seat.
Right by the bar.
Of course.
But it's elevated. If you've been to
La Boom,
Queens, it's a fucking awesome venue. I've never been before. You guys were on the stage when you did commentary?
We were the stage completely opposite the DJ's booth.
Okay, yeah.
If that makes sense.
They had, in the back, that's where they had the cameras, and they were doing commentary from back there.
Okay,
They used the stage, I guess, as like VIP seating. There were like two rows of seats. They let people sit up there.
But it's weird having it like in that nightclub kind of atmosphere, right? And the lasers and all the shit going on.
Well, they didn't have any of that shit on.
Oh, shit.
But there was Jeff Cobb did a top rope suplex to our friend Jocka.
Oh, he was a monster, that Jeff Cobb.
And when I tell you... just the skins of Jocka's feet touched the fucking speaker. Like it was, and it wasn't a straight vertical because Jeff Cobb was kind of lean because he knew where they were.
Yeah.
And Jocka is leaning. So they're, and it was fucking close. That's weird. That's scary. And I know that maybe it's like an illusion because like we're
our depth perception might not be.
Yes, wrestling is magic.
Support our friends at Pro Wrestling Magic.
Yes, our depth perception is different because we're a little further back. There was a couple close calls with the speakers, but overall, the vibe of the whole place was fucking amazing. Excuse me, I just threw up my mouth. That's those Gray's nuts I was eating.
Yeah. Gray's.
Don't tell them Gray's makes you fucking puke.
No, it was good. It wasn't like a like Kevin Sick puke. It was like a
Matt,
these
ate
are
them too quickly puke.
These are tasty. they could have used another bartender though.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
It was like we were sitting at the bar top.
It was like a line at the airport.
Did you try the taco stand? Was the taco stand open?
Taco stand was open, and I walked past it, and I saw
there was a taco stand?
Yeah.
Where the fuck was the taco stand?
Like when you walk in, if you continue walking straight instead of going into the main room, there's a taco stand.
Man.
It was back next to the merch.
We had a five-minute intermission, and there was just no time to wait on the line. I had to get back. So what did you see?
I walked back there, and I saw, like...
What, Mexicans?
What could only be steak tacos, and I was like, that doesn't look very steakish. I'm going to pass.
They're tacos, bro. No, but I understand. You had a long ride home afterwards. You don't want to risk being in the car and having to shit yourself again.
The ride wasn't really bad at all.
No, but it was long, though, right? Like an hour?
That's
an hour?
Not long.
But still, an hour in the car with fucking massive taco shits?
All right. The food doesn't run through me like it does with you.
I don't know. You're the one fucking making eyes at the green meat, so...
I didn't eat it because it looked bad.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You were conserving yourself for the ride home.
It had nothing to do with the ride, though.
So if you would have eaten those tacos, you wouldn't have had to shit on the way home?
No.
So even if you eat bad food, you don't get the shits?
I don't want to eat bad food. There lies, that's why I didn't make the choice.
But if bad food doesn't affect you, why not try it?
Because it's bad.
So what? Look, even, dude, like, I eat bad food, I get the shits immediately. So what, I'm off the table.
All right. There's a difference between bad food, like food that's bad for you, and shit that just isn't appealing to me.
Oh, so you don't like tacos?
No.
All right, forget it.
This is like talking to a fucking five-year-old.
I would have went for the tacos if I had the opportunity.
Yes,
that's all I'm saying.
You would have. I looked, I saw what was assumed to be steak tacos, and I said, no thanks. I'm going to pass.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Did I would have had the tacos.
Thank you. See?
Yeah, fucking Gabe sent his lackeys outside and a couple Mexicans from the stand to scrape the fucking cat off the street. It did not look well.
I eat Chinese food all the time. I'm used to cat.
I'll eat Chinese food any day.
And I eat White Castle like three times a week. I eat Taco Bell a lot. So I wish I knew this taco stand existed. I think you're making it up, to be honest.
No, you could see it from our seats.
No, when I was there with Eddie was like, I have to use the men's room, get tacos. And then literally 2 minutes later, they're like, show starts in 2 minutes. Well, guess I can't get tacos. Got to get back to the mic. So I did not get to try the tacos. Apparently nobody has tried the tacos yet. So next time I go back to La Boom, I'm going to have to give them a try.
I'm sure someone's eaten them.
Any standouts from the show?
The card as a whole was amazing.
As a whole.
I saw Jason Kincaid for the first time live. Very strange character. But I enjoyed his work. Him and ACH had a great match.
That what's his name is a strange cat too. That Arby.
Darby Allin.
Darby Allin.
Bro, Ethan Page is fucking gold.
All ego, Ethan Page.
He is like the epitome of a heel. Outside of maybe like a Cody Rhodes on the indie scene.
He's such a dick, Ethan Page.
Bro, he fucking Darby Allin can't weigh more than Kevin. He probably weighs 20 pounds less than Kevin.
That's right.
He throws him around, and then he fucking handcuffs him for the whole match. And Darby Allin's taking fucking power bombs and suplexes.
That's fucked up.
It can't feel good, though. And his wrists were taped, but at the same time, like, there's only so much the tape can do. At one point, even if you weigh 135, 40 pounds, you're getting fucking power bombed on your wrists that are locked behind your back. It's got to fucking hurt.
Well, as we learned from Mick Foley's infamous chair shots that he got from the ring,
when
your hands are behind your back, your body weight is distributed quite unevenly.
Dude, I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but watching some of that shit on the network is just uncomfortable.
Fuck yeah.
The chair shots. Oh. Anyway.
So that was fucking brutal. Our friends were there. Jocko was there. Dickinson was there. They were both part of great matches. What was that?
I don't know. Keep it going.
But your co-main event and your main event were really amazing. We talked about Galloway and Riddle.
I love that finish.
Where Riddle had him in like almost like a submission move where he had his abdomen exposed and he was just pounding on his stomach until the ref stopped it.
Oh, stoppage. Nice.
Stoppage. Very nice. And a fucking brutal match. And then Zack Sabre Jr. and Timothy Thatcher was everything you thought it would be.
Timothy Thatcher's a fucking machine.
Dude, I don't know how he's not signed yet.
He's just a fucking animal. I called his match against Tommaso Ciampa last year.
Oh, yeah, I was at that show. That was a great show.
Fucking sick, that match, dude. Just the two of them. I mean, we all know Ciampa, but if you're not familiar with Timothy Thatcher, it's a fucking animal, that guy.
He has... I'm really shocked he's not signed.
Yeah. Well, you said NXT could use some fresh faces. There's a guy that should jump right in, him and Matt Riddle. But we'll talk to Matt tonight.
So that was Saber ended the 569-day reign of Zack Saber, Timothy Thatcher being the Evolve heavyweight champion. So that was nice. We ran into Larry Dallas, which is great to see him. I know a lot of people don't like him. I don't have a problem with him.
He's always been super nice when we see him, and he's super friendly. And he's
my former broadcast partner.
Yeah, I don't have a bad word to say about him. Just because, I mean, I don't really know him that well, but every time I've seen him, we've exchanged pleasantries, and it's always good talks. Host of Busted Open with Dave LaGreca.
And then after the match, we were waiting around because Kevin had set something up with Gabe that they could do a couple promo picks with the Grays boxes. And it's a very, you know, I don't know what Tier 1 does in terms of pre-show and post, but like a WrestlePro or even like Evolve, they were clearing out LaBoom because the show was over at 8:30. So they were clearly going to open the nightclub.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of moving pieces. They got to get the ring out, all this other shit. So it was a bit hectic. Gabe had texted Kevin in the middle of the show and just said, wait for me by the merch. So I hung out there for a bit with Kevin. And then finally, I was talking to Riddle.
Uh-huh.
And he remembered Kevin from House of Glory, which allowed us to set up tonight's interview.
Did I talk to Riddle?
At House of Glory?
No, at Evolve.
No.
Oh. And he remembered me from House of Glory long ago?
Yes, because I introduced myself as Matt from the Shining Wizards. We had talked on Twitter, and he said, yeah, I met one of you guys at House of Glory.
Oh, wow, that's pretty dope.
And Mega Powers was there with his friend, so they hung out with us. That was cool.
Friend?
Yeah, just a dude. Some dude that they met at some Asian film festival who's into the weird fucking Japanese women's wrestling, among other things.
Okay. He knew everything. Like, you couldn't get something by him. Like, he knew everything about wrestling. Especially Evolve and this like the smaller stuff and the Japanese stuff, obviously.
Cool.
So I talked to Riddle. I went and said talked to Dickinson a little more. Talked to Jocka. I talked to Jeff Cobb. And then Kevin texted me. He said, come inside. So I went inside frantically looking for him. And there's Kevin with Larry Dallas taking a picture of him, Gabe, and the newly crowned Evolve champion, Zack Sabre Jr., all holding Grays boxes,
which
was
awesome.
It was awesome. And then Kevin was kind enough. I was just kind of there. Kevin was like, this is Shining Wizards.
I didn't want to be that guy. I had to ask.
I didn't expect anything, to be honest with you. I was happy with what we had. It was fucking cool. And none of them had a problem with it. And even Larry got in the picture, and Kevin took it. So there's a picture of me and Larry and Zach and Gabe, which was really fucking cool. And then Gabe hooked up Kevin with some sweet swag.
Got some Evolve merch.
Nice.
So.
But all in all, a fucking awesome show. I heard they killed it the night before in Maryland. And then heading into WrestleMania weekend, they have three huge shows. They have their two Evolve shows and then the WWN live show, Progress versus Evolve, which we'll get more into with our guest tonight, Matt Riddle, when we talk to him. But definitely, you know, if Evolve's in the area, fuck, check it out. It was a fun
I'm going
time.
Back on the 23rd, because that's the Tier 1 show too, right?
April 23rd,
yeah, it's a double shot.
Double.
Yeah.
So I'll fucking go back in a heartbeat.
Fucking A.
Hang out. Watch a fucking wrestling show.
Dave Destruction's debut show at Tier 1 Wrestling.
Oh, that's been confirmed?
My new broad. Oh, yeah, he's been talking about
it. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, I can't really miss it, actually.
Been talking about it for like a month or so now. Yeah, he can't wait.
I'll tell you what.
We'll talk about that with Matt. Is that the show where he's fighting Pentagon? Matt
yes,
Riddle?
The Tier 1 show, yes.
Tier 1 show.
There you go.
Yeah. But you talk about people can't wait. The Hardys are free.
And is this really a surprise to anyone?
Kinda.
Why, though? Because it's not a surprise to me at all.
It's a surprise because it didn't happen the way that we all thought it was going to happen. Like, it wasn't just something like, hey, they had said forever, we're not going to come back. This all developed over the span of like 3 or 4 days. Or like 2 weeks tops.
I thought they'd been talking
about chew your food, you fuck.
I'm sorry, dude. It's fucking Grays. It's delicious.
There you go. That's
Grays.com, motherfuckers.
Gotta talk to people at work about
Larry Dallas approved, by the way.
And Zack Sabre Jr. approved.
And Zack Sabre.
And Gabe Sapolsky approved.
And Gabe Sapolsky approved. We haven't. Well, Gabe was one of our first guests, wasn't he?
Just he was a long time
ago. We didn't talk about that, did we?
It was like,
did we have a chance to?
Gabe, how are you? Yeah, Matt, it's a great time. Going to be on the wrestling show. This is the guys we got signed and everybody got involved.
Yes, I told that story to Isaac from House of Glory, who was there too when he hung out with us. I told him that story that Gabe was one of our first guests, and pretty much it was, hey, how are you? And then he jumped right into plugs.
Fuck yeah.
And I was there with my notebook full of notes, and I was like, oh, I guess my job is done here.
No, he's a promoter, man. That's the way the territory works, right?
Yeah, but back to the Hardys. It's a surprise.
Not really.
They stayed there.
You know why it's a surprise? Because TNA is in the middle of this fucking, like, 17,000 months worth of tapings, and nothing that's happening in real life is matching up with what's happening on television. You know?
I think it's a surprise because through all the years, and my WWF history, WWE history from, you know, 05 to 2011 is
a
little sketchy.
I know, because you didn't really watch.
They left, though, right? Both of them are gone, and they stayed in TNA. And I'm sure they got tons of offers to come back. They wanted to be there. Because,
I don't know how many offers Jeff really had. Jeff had a lot of problems early on in his TNA career. Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah, but
okay.
And everybody, come on, Fat Hardy. I mean,
but he was still a name. He could still draw.
Understood.
He went to Ring of Honor. He
Understood.
Did a great program with Kevin Steen.
He did the chicken dance for National Wrestling Superstars. Remember that video?
No,
That was the whole Stronger Than Death phase.
But it's a surprise because they wanted to be there,
dude. The Hardys are reaching the end of their career.
More so the reason to stay with a schedule that totally works for you and your family.
Dude, you're missing the forest for the trees, dude. This is WWE. This is Legends contracts. This is appearances. This is shit on the network. This is longevity. This is like forever. This is Hall of Fame, dude.
Yeah, but that's...
This is Hall of Fame. The Hardys...
Not this year.
No. But
it's going to happen. If they signed a 1-year deal with TNA this year, they would have gone in next year or the year after.
But if they pull a deal like the Dudleys had, dude, they're making appearances. They're possibly at WrestleMania. All this shit can go down,
but what,
dude.
Here's the thing, right? The great thing about the Hardys and TNA for the last year and is the broken Hardys. And what's to say that they're going to be able to carry that over into the WWE?
Fair enough. But what was the rumblings 3-4 months ago when they were calling out the Brothers of New and all this and that shit? And there was a back and forth going on with the fucking...
That's just people having fun on social media.
No, but they did the whole thing with the Wyatts, dude. You can't tell me there was no interest like 4 or 5 months ago. Like, they've been rumbling with this for at least 4 or 5 months.
I don't think so.
Dude, I'm not surprised at this at all.
No, I'm not saying that I'm surprised. I'm surprised that it, like I said, it happened in a way where they just didn't say, hey... We're done. We're at, like, shit happened. Like, the contract wasn't what they thought it was. Like, they waited for 2 weeks before it to expire for them to get the contract.
Well, I mean, don't forget, TNA is also changing management. Maybe Jeff Jarrett's going in another direction. Maybe, Dutch Mantel.
Which is a whole other story in amongst itself.
But, I mean, it's completely possible where they're like, you know what? Maybe this is the time to go back to WWE. Maybe this was the right time for the Hardys.
There's no guarantee they will.
Fair enough. But maybe they feel like, hey, we've got enough of a character, we've got enough of a gimmick going on right now, and it's so over. We don't need TNA.
But I've also read that the broken gimmick could quite possibly be TNA's intellectual property.
It's just a name. It's the name. I mean, come on. Cody Rhodes is still Cody Rhodes, even though he's Cody,
Cody.
And Brandy Rhodes. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Yeah, I get it, but doesn't intellectual property span more than just the name?
Yeah, but it depends. You could always tweak that stuff. There's ways you can get around that.
Didn't they come in with a low figure that Jeff hated, and they wanted 10% of their sales of merchandise, right?
No, it was 10% of what they make working for other companies.
And that's just not them. That's everybody in TNA now.
Yeah, that's what they're pushing for, which you can understand with some of the guys.
If they're under contract.
But maybe they're not names yet, so it's like, hey, we're giving you a platform to ply your trade so you can go out and make more money. Maybe they feel like, fine, go make that money. Give us part of the take. Because let's be honest.
No, I get it, but it still seems a little grimy. Like, when you read it in paper, like on paper, it seems a little grimy.
Yeah, but when WWE sends out wrestlers for appearances and stuff, do they get a bonus for that? I don't know how that works.
What do you mean?
Well, like, if WWE sends out, like, say, Dean Ambrose to go to iPlay to sign autographs for a morning or something before a pay-per-view, does Dean Ambrose get a kick for that? Probably. Or is that like, you know, hey, you're paying $100 to meet and greet Dean Ambrose, and that's going right to WWE? Or does WWE get a percentage of that because they set it
if
up?
If it works the same as what we do when we, like say, like, we're the smaller scale iPlay, and we have Taz. Like, we pay...
Yeah, but Taz is not a WWE. What I'm saying is when WWE sends these guys out, don't they get a part of it? You know what I'm saying?
I think WWE, that's included in the salary.
I think WWE does. I don't think the superstar gets anything.
But that's the point. That's at least with TNA, if you're working with TNA, you're still getting 90%. But that 10%, you're making your name on national television. You know what I'm saying? That's the old... Look, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just trying to rationalize
what their
thought is.
To quote Peter Rosenberg, national television adjacent. It's not really natural. It's not available in all different.
Yeah, but
it's not everywhere.
But my point is, it's television exposure that they wouldn't otherwise have.
It's so.
Look, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just trying to come up with.
Okay, but now going forward, this people were tuning into Impact to see the Hardys.
Yeah, of course.
Now, they're gone. Okay. They're gone. Galloway's
well, not for
gone.
The next couple of weeks, probably.
If it's all fucking taped, you could just
delete. Come on, Braxton Sutter.
Okay,
come on, dude. They're building. They're trying to build other stuff, dude.
Look, I told you. I texted you. Impact this week was better than SmackDown and Raw, hands down. But that moment, that wedding, cannot carry the company.
Yeah, but we don't know what's going to come out of that. Do we want to do this now?
Do we want to do this? Cross the streams if you want.
Do we want to do this? No. Oh, Maestro!
Oh, motherfucker!
Let me get my old man glasses.
You really need the Benny Hill theme for
this? Of course I do. It's the gimmick, bro. Okay. When I move on to another podcast, you get to keep it. I have to find other music.
But there's. I do need a refill.
There is
what?
What? We are having conversations that are going to go in and out of Impact.
Well, no, I so figured let's do it now because I don't want to interrupt Matt Riddle later, you know?
But I don't think that they don't have a fucking leg to stand on.
Who? TNA?
TNA. With no Hardys and no Galloway?
What about EC3? What about Lashley? They've been building Lashley for...
Oh, here we go! Don't... There's 30 minutes, so you got time.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to blow through it.
His Matt TNA is 26 minutes.
Yeah, I've been trying to tighten it up, believe me. And if you want to start it off, this is your meh TNA review for February 23rd, 2017. I know it's the 28th, but I'm talking about last week's show, so go fuck yourself. The Odyssey. The Odyssey continues. And Matt opens the show talking to George Washington. Not the president. No. It's his friend, the giraffe.
How do you miss them with the memorial to the four wrestlers that passed away? That was very nice to open the show.
What, the text of the four names?
More than the fucking WWE did.
I guess fair enough.
I mean, they did something for George, and I'm pretty sure they did something for Chavo. But, I mean, Nicole Bass wasn't a fucking huge star, and...
Fair enough.
They could have given Koloff something.
They did. They put Ivan Koloff. Yeah, it was
no,
just their names.
No, not Impact.
Dude.
WWE.
Well, if WWE didn't do that, shame on them. Maybe I should start doing a meh WWE.
Then it'd be like, WWE?
Pretty much. Kevin says that's the whole show. Ah, shit. All right, so Vanguard 1 has a drinking problem. We all knew that. But apparently Jeff had to take Matt's powers so he wouldn't lose them when he travels to Egypt to figure out his roots because he had a premonition. Cody Rhodes is coming out. Cody and Brandi Rhodes. Let me correct you there. And Cody wanted to thank Moose for saving his wife. And he got pissed off because Moose said, hey, she's got my number. You got my number. So he gets a kick to the nuts for his trouble. And Moose is down. This is bad for Moose, by the way. Moose got fucking beat to shit and hit in the balls twice by fucking Drew Galloway. And now he's getting hit in the nuts by Cody Rhodes. Maybe you should start fucking wearing something to protect your big shit there, Moose. I'm just saying. You know what? If I had a package like Moose's, apparently he's going to have moose balls to go along with the fucking Moose persona.
You know,
and stop fisting things.
I tweeted that at him and he liked it.
What, the big moose balls?
I'm like, Galloway's kicked you in the balls twice and now Cody Rhodes? I'm like, you must have some big balls, bro.
See, maybe they build the company on the back of Moose. Who knows?
I'm sorry. I like Moose. He can't.
All right, but we'll get there. Don't worry about it. Moose is going to get built up. He's just got to get rid of the fucking fisting thing. I don't like that.
That's
shit.
That's his thing, bro.
I love that.
Here's something I fucking hated. Eli Drake taking on Tyrus. What a fucking waste of time this whole thing was over the past 3 weeks. So Eli's going to get in the ring with Tyrus. He's fucking trying to stall. He's grabbing the mic. He's told Tyrus to lay down. Tyrus like, no, you lay down. And fucking, he punched fucking Eli Drake, punches Earl Hebner in the face. And the fucking bell rings. And he goes, oh, I'm going to pay you money. He goes, shake my hand. He goes, I'm not going to shake your hand, but I'll give you a hug. What the fuck, dude? Why would you waste 4 weeks of my time and they're just all buddies again? And you know what Eli Drake says? It was all about the money. What are you, fucking Ted DiBiase? Go fuck yourself, Eli Drake. And I was on board with your dummy ass shit until you fucking treated me like a dummy. So fuck you, and fuck you too, Tyrus.
Drop your notes.
I know, I'm pissed off, Kevin. Fucking animal. It gets better, though, so fuck it. Maybe I am a dummy, whatever. Ah, here we go. Back to where I was. Where the fuck was I? Wedding time. The wedding's coming. Don't forget. It'll be later tonight. Oh, so fucking Matt Hardy comes back from Egypt, and Skarsgård the boat appears, and Jeff goes, oh my God, my brother has turned into a boat, which I fucking laughed at really fucking hard. But no, Skarsgård is going to be the receptacle for all the belts they gather up, and they fucking teleport because he's not Broken Matt anymore. He's Anunnaki, the fucking Egyptian prince of gold for the night, the king in gold, and they're going to fucking Mid-Atlantic Wrestling, but we'll get there. So Jade comes out, and she's like, fuck this crazy bitch, Rosemary. I'm crazier. I'm going to fucking take her out. So Rosemary comes out. She's like, fuck you, I beat you. She's like, no, now it's my turn. We're going to fucking have a last knockout standing. And Rosemary's like, you want it, you got it. And Rosemary like licks at her face and Jade kisses her tongue. Oh, fucking lesbian fucking freaky shit. Sign me up. TNA stay in business forever. Let me see. More shit with Mike Bennett and fucking Braxton Sutter. And fucking Mike Bennett is drunk off his fucking ass because he hates his wife.
Nice.
But he tells fucking Braxton it's gonna get better. This fucking whole night is getting better as I talk about it. So let me see. And he fucking tells Braxton to fucking drink that it'll fucking be better if he does. Gold shit, dude. Gold. If they only did something like that with fucking Hawk and Animal, it'd be fucking money. But too bad fucking Hawk's dead. Rest in peace. Another guy they should have put at the beginning of the show. Jesse Godders. Where the fuck did Jesse Godders come from? You know what? Jesse Godders fucking looks like Kevin Matthews, in case you didn't know that. But he fucking Mr. Pectacular, flexing his tits like they're fucking balloons. It's fucking great. And this week, Bram from the DCC gets to fucking eat shit and like it, because fucking Jesse Godders beats the shit out of him, and he fucking holds off the fucking onslaught from Kingston on the outside. Oh, and here's another fucking thing. Earl Hebner gets punched in the fucking face, and he's back referee in this match. That's some shitty fucking storytelling.
Wait, he got punched in the face?
Earl Hebner got punched in the face by Eli Drake, and he was back fucking referee in this match.
Did he?
He fucking he fucking sold it, dude, completely out on his face.
All right. Doesn't recover.
Fucking shouldered or some shit, and he's out for fucking 4 hours, and fucking Earl the Pearl Hebner over here gets punched in the face, and he's back like nothing happened. Not even a fucking eye patch, dude. Come on. You know better than that.
I just scrolled down a Seton Hall Pirates picture when you said that.
You're a thousand years old, dude. You know what selling is. Fucking sell that shit. Let me see. So the Hardys teleport, and they're going to fucking challenge the tag team champions of Mid-Atlantic. Two guys named Mathis and Rage. We're getting there. Oh, there's a fucking wedding, but where the fuck's the ring bearer, Allie? And Allie shows up, and she's wearing a dress, and Maria's like, you dumb fucking whore. What the fuck is wrong with you? Is your heart broken? You're not getting married? Ha ha, you dumb bitch. I love this
shit. What's with your... You have a potty mouth tonight.
I don't care, because
I thought ring bearers were supposed to be the guys.
No, it doesn't matter, because Allie's like the fucking slave girl.
Why does Why does Braxton Sutter say her name weird?
What, like fucking Laurel?
He says it like Allie.
That's his girl, dude. He fucking would
I know what he said,
her.
But you know why? Because sound like Allie.
Because he's smitten, bro. He's in fucking love, and he's stuck in a bad place having to marry this fucking twat that Maria wants him to marry, and nobody fucking likes this bitch. Even Maria don't like this bitch, because she's like, the greatest wedding. Well, of course, next to my wedding. Ha, well. Fucking whores. Anyway,
wow.
So let me see. So more wedding shit, and he's sorry. So she runs into Braxton, and Braxton's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I have to do this." And she's like, "No, you don't." He's like, "Yeah, I'm sorry." So he's all fucking upset. Emotions, people, learn them. This is fucking A+ acting.
People, for those of you who aren't watching Impact, if he doesn't marry Laurel Van Ness or whatever her stupid name is.
Laurel Van Ness.
Maria will fire Allie.
She'll be fired.
So that's why Braxton wants to go through with this wedding.
But you should be watching it and paying attention because that's fucking, that shit you should fucking know because you're a fan of fucking Impact Wrestling and you're a fan of all of wrestling.
Stop with the paper.
No, I love it. Fuck this. So Mathis and Rage are defending their fucking titles and everybody's like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? One of the guys looks and he goes, it's a shoot, bro. It's a shoot. It's going to be a shoot. What?
Can you please talk about how they teleported into the locker room?
I said they teleported.
Okay. You didn't say into the locker room, did you?
Well, they teleport. Where do you think they teleport? On the fucking roof of the building?
I thought it was the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, when they just showed up and the fucking Mid-Atlantic guys were there?
Dummy. Yeah.
There we go.
You can't say fucking teleport and not tell people where they're teleporting
to. See, Kevin even said these things go on for like 26 minutes.
Yeah, but this is usually just you. I watched Impact, so you're filling, you're missing gaps.
This is not Matt fucking, DNA. This is
oh,
Matt
here
DNA.
We go. Fucking stealing your gimmick.
Oh, God damn it. You want me to steal some gimmicks, God damn it?
You dare do Jim Carnette.
All right, so here. So it's another one of these, like, split screen. They kind of, like, just show the highlights of the match. Something that really fucking killed me, they fucking pushed a dumpster down the stairs, and the fucking guy Rage was in it. I was like, what the fuck?
That was awesome.
I know, but I was like, holy shit. It was really fucking cool. So anyway, back in the ring, the dive, the twist of fate, the swanton over, 1, 2, 3. They're in the ring celebrating. And they fucking teleport out of the middle of the ring in front of the crowd. That's fucking the fucking
awesome.
Killer teleportation.
That was awesome.
And the crowd's like, where the fuck did they go? Where did they go? So they drop these shitty belts into the fucking Skarsgård fucking canoe or whatever. And then we get to the other bad fucking part of the night. Fucking Josh Barnett, the War Master. Look, I'm all about this guy being a badass. He's fucking MMA. He's Taekwondo, Jiu-Jitsu, Hapkido with the boots to match. Get that reference. But holy fuck, he looks like shit. This guy, Bad Bones from Germany, I don't know who the fuck he is. You know anything about him? He looks like a fucking monster.
He's badass.
Dude, and he got... Holy fuck, did you see the powerbomb, by the way? Oh my God, Bad Bones is lucky. He's got some fucking trapeziuses out to here. Otherwise, he'd be a fucking dead man.
Can,
go ahead.
Can I... Because this is going to be a conversation starter.
All right, go ahead.
So you might have to take a break.
All right.
Well, here's my
problem.
I don't
have too much more, but we'll go.
Okay, I know. There's not much more left. Okay. Here's my problem with Josh Barnett.
Okay.
He shows up last week.
Yes.
He has a squash match this week.
Yes.
And now he gets a title shot Thursday night.
Well, it's, bless you, it's like the shit with the Grand Championship. Like fucking Buku Dao showed up last week and he fucking just challenges what's his name for the title. It's like, what
wait,
the fuck?
Buku Dao was on
TNA?
No,
it was no. Some other guy.
Oh.
I get the,
I was reading about Buku Dao today for fucking Wildcat, so he's on my mind.
I get the story. I get that they're MMA fighters and they have a history, which is fine. But fucking give me give me a slow build. Make me care about Josh Barnett. I don't care about
him. That's the problem, though. There's not enough on the roster right now where they just fucking thrust these guys in and they think it's going
to
be big.
So this goes back to my point before we even started your mech TNA. They have fucking nobody now. Nobody.
Yeah, fair enough. But they're... All right, here. Guys they didn't use this week. Bless you. They didn't use Drew Galloway. They barely used Aaron Rex. We'll get to that in a minute. The fucking Kevin Garifo truck drivers at least had a segment this week.
That's okay. Right.
But other
that's
than right. That, like...
You didn't see Davey and you didn't see Eddie.
EC3 wasn't on.
EC3. But those...
Well, then again, Davey and Eddie had a fucking real, like, fucking serious beatdown last week. So maybe they're giving them a break.
I understand. But they
excuse
don't...
Excuse me.
How am I, as a fan, right? I'm watching Impact. Impact is good. The Hardys are great. The stuff with the wedding is good. The Cody Moose stuff is intriguing now. Little Moose is interesting. The chick stuff isn't half
she
bad.
She can talk, by the way. Brandi Rhodes can fucking talk.
And then you're going to give me Bobby Lashley, who's, for all intensive purposes, he's a good champion. It works. I get it. He's
intended
a fucking...
purposes?
Intended
intense and purposes.
Intended purposes.
No, no? Right, whatever.
Whatever. I'm a retard.
No, okay.
They're building him, right? They've been building him. He's a fucking monster. He's a champion. You bring in Josh Barnett. There's a history there. He has one squash match where he almost kills the guy.
Yeah, that's true. That
with
really
a botched powerbomb. And now he's getting a title shot next week. And I'm supposed to be like, can't miss TV? Like, fucking build it. Give me a slow build.
Fair enough.
Just, I don't know. Have him fucking beat up fucking Shane Helms. Have him beat up...
We'll get to Shane Helms in a minute.
Just have him beat somebody up. Bring in, look, you got this Bad Bones guy. He's a Germany guy. He's an independent guy. Global Force is worldwide, right? Jeff Jarrett's got all these hands and all these pots.
Well, that just answered your question. Maybe there's a whole influx of Global Force coming
in. Then bring them in and let fucking Josh Barnett build up his character and let me get behind it and be like,
or maybe it was so bad, this fucking squash match, that they realized that they fucking, like, they have dog shit on their shoes now and they're just trying to get it over with.
I just can't invest in him as a number one contender.
Oh, don't worry. He'll be back next week for the championship match.
I can't
wait. Miss that. Yeah, so he gets the Northern Lights into the key lock and he fucking wins, which is about the only good thing about the match, that he fucking knew how to take the guy down and float over into that. So that was
something. He's an MMA fighter, so.
His fucking tights were the shits, though. Oh, my God, it was bad.
He doesn't look very in shape either.
He's not saying
he couldn't knock me out in a
heartbeat. No, he's a big fucking dude, but you got to fucking have some sort of, like, look to you, you know?
Well, if Bobby Lashley can't, then this guy stands.
He looks like a fucking second-rate Kurgan, I swear to God.
Kevin has a point.
I heard him.
If Bobby Lashley can't knock me out, then Josh Barnett definitely can't.
Not in 3 minutes, anyway.
Right. He can't even catch me in 3 minutes.
Whatever.
Barnett can't catch me in 5.
Uh-oh.
Oh! He might answer your challenge. You better watch. He might be legit. How do you know he's not behind that door behind me? Anyway, all right, let's move on. So Trevor Lee's defending his X Division Championship against DJ Z. I don't know. DJ Z looks like a fucking No Limit soldier. He comes out with all this weird gear and shit. I don't know. Not feeling it. So he's still got his knee hurt. He fucking hurts him again. Josh Matthews again with his fucking 499 pound shit. What does that even mean? Can we get some of our UK contingency to explain this to us? Can't he just say it's in the UK and it's 499? That's pounds. Like, fucking distinguish it instead of 499. It sounds like he's saying it's $500. But it doesn't matter, because if you have $500, you can probably buy every piece of merchandise at shoptna.com, because Don West has fucking deals, 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 deals. I just feel like saying that all the time. This fucking DJ Z match with Trevor Lee was bad, dude. Did you like this match? This was bad, dude. They couldn't run the ropes for shit. They were missing stuff left and right. Even the finish with the schoolboy was fucking slopperino.
Yeah, it was a bit messy. I'll tell you what, too. I don't like, and I don't know if I've never really paid much attention to it, I don't like how, like, I've never really had a problem with the six-sided ring until I saw, like, them...
You saw someone the one, like, the... from the side to the middle,
yes.
Right?
And they throw someone off the ropes, and then they run and hit another rope that is not...
Yes, it's not, you know, across
adjacent
from it.
To it or parallel to it. And I get it, it's a six-sided ring, but it just...
But you got to be used to it by
weird.
Now.
It's weird.
These guys have been there for a while, right?
Yeah.
Dude, Shane Helms, I love the guy. He serves no fucking purpose being there. He's in a lime green fucking members-only jacket, and he does nothing. I'm sorry.
Well, he brought those guys in, and it looks like Trevor Lee...
No, I understand, but he serves no purpose out there.
He's just a manager.
No, he should be a wrestler. He should be a wrestler. He should be doing something else in the company.
Maybe he doesn't want to wrestle.
Take it back a step. Josh Matthews and the Pope all night long. The Pope has been constantly shitting on him, telling him that he doesn't fucking rate, that he's not in the know. Is something going on? Is Josh Matthews getting fired? Is this a story that they're trying to build? Did you take anything away from that?
No.
I don't know. It just fucking annoyed me after a while. Oh, so Trevor Lee stole his championship. If you're the fucking champion, how do you steal your championship? You fucking cheated to win. You eked one out. You grabbed the tights and you won by nefarious circumstances. You don't steal what you fucking own. It's called taking what you own home with you, you fucking Nimrod.
Nefarious circumstances.
Yes.
I like that.
But what the fuck, dude? Like, I'm going to put in a resume with Jeff Jarrett. I want Josh Matthews' job. You can fucking job to Jeff, what's his fucking name? And I'll fucking, Jeff, Josh, what was his name?
Josh Barnett.
Yes, you can job to Josh, and I'll take Josh's other job, and we'll be the fucking Josh killers.
See if WWE needs a hand, too. Tom Phillips seems to be like he's had...
Oh, no, don't spoil
problems.
That. We'll talk about that in a minute. So they try to pilmanize DJ Z, and Andrew Everett comes out, so there's a fucking battle there, and fucking Andrew Everett looks like Joey Janela, so it's going to be Garifo and Janela for the fucking X Division title at some point down the line.
That'll sell tickets.
So Braxton and Maria, are you ready to get married? And Braxton's like, you have to stop, and Maria's like, you'll know what'll happen if you fucking don't go through it, you stupid asshole. I wanted to shit on Eddie, and I'm going to, even though he's not here. These fucking promo videos for this wedding have been fucking Eddie terrible. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, like,
they want to show Braxton be happy,
but they're showing him miserable. And they're like, the love of a lifetime. And it's Braxton going like, no, 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 like, I don't want to get married. But they fucking play it off like he's all excited that he's getting married. It's shit like Eddie does. Like, when he'll fucking be talking, like, all these great things about the wizard, and then it'll be footage of the wizard in a fucking full Nelson passing out. You know what I'm talking about?
It's gold.
Yeah, it's fucking irony, but it's fucking Eddie kind of irony, you know? Like, it's shit that didn't fit, but they did it anyway, and it was fucking hilarious. So let me see. So Braxton and Mike come out together. They're drunk. Spud and Aaron Rex come out, which is fucking worth the price of admission
alone.
Bro,
the fucking Liberace Aaron Rex gimmick, I'm sorry.
You don't like it?
I thought he could, when he was Damian Sandow.
When he's talking, dude, it's much better than when he's just standing around. Trust me.
God.
I'm in on it right now. It may change in a couple of weeks, but I like it right now. I'm okay with it. So Maria comes out. She's got a microphone for the entire fucking wedding. And dude, even for the Hardys, I've never heard the crowd at the Impact Zone as fucking loud as they were for this whole wedding. Like, fucking don't do it, don't do it. Fucking do you take her to be your wife? And they're yelling, he don't, and they're fucking chanting. And oh, dude, it was fucking crazy. And Maria's being a twat and she's yelling. And when Allie came out and she had the fucking dress on, and Braxton's face was all like, dude, that's fucking money. That was gold. I was like, I love this shit. And the crowd was loving this shit. And they're chanting for Allie because, in the fucking middle of it, he's like, I don't marry her. I'm in love with someone else. And it's fucking Shakespeare and flowers and cake and candy and roses all wrapped into one. And Maria's pissed off. And fucking, she starts chewing out fucking Braxton. And she's going, you're fired. And she's like, you can't fire me. I quit. And then there's a brawl, and everybody's fighting, and fucking Braxton's beating the shit out of fucking the drunk Mike Bennett. And fucking Robbie E and Brooke come out, and it's a fucking Donnybrook and a Donnie Robbie E and all this other shit. And at the very end, right in front of Laurel Van Ness, Allie and Braxton are face to face and eye to eye. And Braxton grabs her and dips her down and gives her a big kiss. And that's fucking Shakespeare, folks. And that's meh TNA. That's fucking awesome TNA for the week. And fuck the Hardys and fuck Drew Galloway for tonight. I'm a fucking happy camper. Back to you, Matt, and fucking sick Kevin.
He didn't really do it justice, Kevin.
I thought I did it better than justice. It was amazing.
The wedding was awesome.
Fucking unreal. It put Savage and Elizabeth and Uncle Elmer and his fat wife to shame. It was better than fucking, than what's his name getting married on Tuesday Night Titans, the fucking Vachon guy, Maurice Vachon getting married.
The whole, I've never seen every single person in the Impact Zone standing. I don't care if there's a sign that tells you to stand and cheer.
It was so loud.
It was, look, I got to give them credit. They got everyone, even if you weren't a wrestling fan.
It was insane, bro.
Everyone was on their feet for it. It was a well done job. Moving forward, though, they have nothing. They really don't,
look,
dude.
It doesn't matter, because for that night, it was amazing.
I get it.
Forget the Trevor Lee shit. Forget the Josh Barnett shit. Forget the fucking Eli Drake shit. Those are three fucking pretty terrible things. Well, some more than others. But that fucking wedding, the whole story arc, dude, fucking amazing.
Yeah, but now what are you going to get, a mixed tag matches?
No, because Allie's fired.
She,
well, she quit.
She ain't going anywhere.
No, but it's going to be interesting, dude.
Yeah, but that, you can't, that storyline cannot replace the Hardy Boys leaving.
What happened to Macho Man after he married Elizabeth?
I don't remember.
They tried, fucking Jake the Snake tried to get him bit, right? Bit him on the arm and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
So, maybe fucking Braxton Sutter gets bit on his fucking Mambo Snake. We don't know.
That's great, but you don't have the role players.
We got Mike Bennett
with all due respect to Mike Bennett and Braxton Sutter, they are not Jake Roberts and the Macho Man Randy
Savage.
Yeah,
but Mike Bennett now has problems with his wife. He was shit-talking her the whole time. He got pictures with that fat bitch at the fucking bachelor party.
And at that time, you still had Ric Flair's in the WWF, Hogan, The Undertaker. There's nothing there.
I don't know, man.
We
say it all the time on this program. Wait and see. I'm going to be waiting, and I can't wait to see it.
You can't wait and see the way it plays out, but I'm looking at the bigger picture. I don't think they have anything else. You have Davey and Eddie, and then
they're going to bring in a bunch of people.
Are they going to bring in a bunch of people that are going to, with name recognition, that are going to...
It's going to be a different... Jared's going to have a different business model.
Yeah, maybe he's bringing in people that he feels he can build the company on again.
Yeah.
Look, TNA existed before the Hardys.
I know.
It's going to exist after
it's
the Hardys.
It's not going anywhere. I get that. I just feel like...
And let's be honest. Drew Galloway, as big and popular as he is right now, is he like the reason people are tuning into Impact every week?
No, I think...
Okay. I mean, people weren't... Look, to be fair, people weren't even really tuning in to see fucking Kurt Angle after the whole storyline with Samoa Joe ran its course. Let's be honest. Were they turning in for the fucking main event Mafia or whatever? Whatever those fucking groups were? No. Did they tune in for Hogan? Not really after that first week. I mean, come on.
You're really... But the momentum that the Hardys had, like, you're not disappointed? You don't get to see this play out? There's no fucking way...
No, I do, because it's been taped for the past month.
No, they're not putting it on fucking TV.
They're really not?
There's no fucking way.
Dude, they have to. It's in the can.
No, they don't.
What? I looked up their taping schedule, which pisses me off, because I'm going to be fucking gone the day before they're live at the Impact Zone. That pissed me off. But they don't have another couple weeks taped. They don't have shit with the Hardys taped next week.
There's no point of putting it out there when it's already broke that they're gone. Why are you going to show footage of them?
They did say they would drop the belts, though.
They did say they would
come back for one more shot, from what I read.
But who do they put the belts on? That's the other thing. Do they lose them to one of these tag teams that they fucking beat on the way up? That's the way to do it. Have the whole fucking thing come crashing to a halt. Have them challenge, like, the fucking Heavenly Bodies for the WrestlePro titles or one of these other fucking tag teams, like the Cutthroat Kings or somebody else, like the fucking Hit Squad or whoever's got titles right now, and just fucking have them losing to them.
I just don't... It doesn't make sense to me to have them on TV now that they're gone. And how public the whole...
Well, it was only public because Rebby Sky lost her shit the way she usually does.
Bro, he fucking tweeted out that he was done, and it got, like... thousands of retweets.
Yeah, but he was nice about it. He was like, thank you for our time there, blah, 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 blah. Rebby was like, fuck that shit. Fuck those people. Fuck these assholes. They treated us like shit. You know what I'm saying? There's two ways you can do that, and they both chose opposite directions to go in.
They still can't show up on TV, though.
Why not?
You're going to show shit that was taped? We know they're leaving, so they're going to lose. So what's the point of watching?
Because the more you build them up as beating all these other teams, when you finally have them lose, that team now has credibility because they fucking destroyed.
They don't have credibility. They're getting the straps because they left the company. They're quitting.
But if you build the story right, it says, hey.
There's no story to build.
It's for the program, it's fine. But because we happen to have knowledge that they're gone already.
What did they do with the Dudleys when they fucking left ECW? They had them win the titles on their last night, and who did they lose them to?
Dreamer and Raven.
Yeah, and what about Dreamer and Raven? They were guys that fucking couldn't stand each other. They continued that story beautifully.
But it,
nobody gave a shit about the Dudleys because now we got Dreamer and Raven as the wacky tag team champions. I mean, come on, they could do something with it. How they get away with it is another story, but they absolutely have opportunity to do something meaningful with it.
I feel like Galloway's gone and the Hardys are gone and they are both champions. And if you're going to hit the reset button, you have Lashley and you have your fucking X Division champion. Fucking throw the grand championship out into the fucking garbage and then just do something for the tag titles. A tournament, bring in all these guys that work Global Force and just...
I don't know. I think you kind of shoot yourself in the foot doing a tournament for the tag belts because now you're saying nobody was good enough to beat the Hardys, so let's have a tournament.
But at what point do you say, what choice do I have? You got to have tag champions.
Fair enough. I don't know. I'd like to see...
Okay,
them...
so like...
The problem is, who do they drop it
yeah,
to?
Yeah, they keep showing all this stuff... And then what? They lose to, like, Crazy Steve and Abyss?
Probably.
You know what?
DCC?
DCC's been fucking
jumping. Ooh, I like
Jesse Godders, though.
Like, what do you do?
Eli and Tyrus. They're on the same page. It's all about the money. Now we got the gold.
Aaron Rex and fucking Spud?
Yeah, so you have options.
You got options. Or maybe the fucking Wolves get put together. Wacky former tag partners that can't stand each other.
For fucking one night only?
Yeah, why not? And then they win the belts and now they're fucked because now they're partners. And fucking Jeff Jarrett's like, nah, boys, you guys got to defend these belts. I don't know. It's something. It's something. I'm not saying it's the right answer, but...
I'm interested to see what they do Thursday night.
Do you want to take a break, by the way, before Matt calls?
No, we don't need to take a break.
All right.
We're fucking rolling, we're shucking, we're jiving.
No, fair enough.
We're doing all that rigmarole.
Is that what the kids call it these days? Rigmarole?
The rigmarole?
Yes.
So before Matt calls in a couple minutes away, I watched SmackDown last week. And I've praised SmackDown for the last couple of months. But wow. Wow. Did this show really, really not, it just didn't work out. When was the last time you watched a half an hour, 10-man battle royal?
Oh, that was last week?
Holy shit.
I did watch it.
And the ending was atrocious.
Oh, just the way it happened?
How are you going to try and suplex him off the top rope while you're standing on the apron, and we're supposed to believe that both of your feet hit at the same time?
Yeah, I think that was just, they did the best they could. It,
like,
just didn't work.
They clearly, at some point, and I've heard some rumblings, they clearly had to practice that beforehand, right? That's something they went over.
You would think, yeah.
But then I've heard something else where it's like, you're supposed to get AJ versus Luke Harper tonight for that spot.
Yes.
When the show starts, Shane comes out and he says, well, here's the video. AJ's feet touch first. So Luke Harper, there's no match tonight. You're the winner. And there you have your setup for your AJ Shane McMahon WrestleMania match. That's pretty much how I feel about it, too.
I just don't. I mean, AJ and Shane could be fine. I just don't want to see Shane McMahon wrestle at WrestleMania again.
I'm with you. I'm 100%
AJ Styles deserves. I mean, granted, this would be a marquee feature match for Mania, but AJ Styles deserves better than that. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's terrible. He went from having the best
2016.
Yeah, ever. Just to lose the title to John Cena for some ungodly reason.
Which, again, I don't hate all that part because it built up Bray Wyatt. And now Bray Wyatt's going into Mania as a champ. So if he wins that Mania and wins this triple threat match, if it happens, if it's Harper, Orton, Bray, then I'll be okay with that. But I wish AJ Styles would have something better. And I guess if it's not Taker, I guess Shane is the only one.
That ending was pretty bad to that battle royal, right?
Yeah.
We were
just talking about
it. Wait, I don't want to be that guy, but did you talk about Naomi?
No, I didn't.
Okay. What happened there?
She got hurt.
But when? How? Where? It was so weird. I read about it.
At Fastlane.
No, not Fastlane. What was the other one?
Fastlane.
Elimination Chamber?
No, Fastlane's this week.
Yeah, I know.
Elimination Chamber.
Last week's Fastlane.
Fastlane 2. Yeah. 247.
Boo.
She blew out her knee. They're saying it's almost like the same type of injury that Seth Rollins had.
And she finished a match, and then
she finished the match. She won, and then.
But did she look hurt? Like, I didn't.
No,
watch.
I didn't even. I mean, I didn't notice anything. Maybe I thought she was selling, but.
All right, so I didn't mean to derail.
No, you didn't derail at all. They take the title off of her, which is unfortunate because her gimmick worked. The whole fucking light bright, glow in the dark shit was.
Yeah,
cool.
I kind of like that stuff. Yeah.
I liked it too, and it gave just another dimension to the SmackDown women's division. But then
which is severely lacking.
Yeah, because then you go right back to Alexa versus Becky for the fucking title.
And Carmella being an annoying twat. I don't like her. I don't like her. I don't like Enzo. Sorry. I really don't.
Alexa.
Can we talk about Enzo falling? Oh, we didn't get to Raw yet.
We haven't gotten
to Fuck, I want to get to Raw. Matt, well, hurry up and call.
Matt Riddle's calling in soon. So that's that. The American Alpha squashes fucking Breezango.
I heard that the Mexican Usos had a fucking good this and
the
that.
The Usos promo was good. They're like gangster. They're not Mexican.
Yeah,
they're like
so
Samoan. They're Samoan,
weird.
Bro.
Yeah, but how can you be, it's like Make a Difference Fatu going into like, I did it for The Rock. Like, I don't know, just weird.
What's wrong with Make a Difference Fatu?
What are you going to do? Clean it up. No, it's weird. Like, they were like all neon kissing babies and high-fiving kids with the, oos, oh, you know, and like now they're all of a sudden they're just like mean gangsters from the street.
It's like, I like them like that.
That's how it works, too.
Ah.
I prefer it. I think I like them better than American Alpha.
Hello, Samoa! Hello, Samoa!
And then you have the Natty Nikki false count anywhere. You can just hear us call our spots because the camera followed us everywhere. but they did set up the John Cena.
That's the Ken Shamrock School of Wrestling. Call them nice and loud.
They set up the John Cena, Nikki Bella, Miz, Maurice thing. We're in the backstage area.
So
Nikki, we are getting
that.
Bro, I'm fucking perfectly fine with that.
John Cena is going to be on Miz TV tonight on SmackDown, so that seems to be the direction they're going.
There you go. Fucking Nikki, Natty threw fucking Nikki into Maurice, knocked her down, knocked the curtain down, knocked the steel pipe all over the place.
Oh, does this mean it's going to be a three-way with Natty and Bret Hart?
No. Natty's done. Natty beat her in a false count anywhere because Maurice came out and pounded the shit out of her with the pipe.
I like how you call her Maurice.
I said,
she a space cowboy?
Yeah, she's a gangster. Yeah, you could tell how much I'm into the women's wrestling.
Bitch fight.
Yeah, so fuck it. That was SmackDown. It was disappointing.
Dummy, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Fuck. Matt Riddle's going to call in 2 minutes. Can you guys pontificate why I go piss?
Go he calls? Piss. If he calls, I'm just going to be like, yeah, who's this?
Don't be a dick, bro. Do
you piss. Hurry
up. Do you
have
the Skype open?
Yes, Skype is open.
I'll be right back.
Do we have an intro? Do you have an intro for Mr. Riddle? Considering you're wearing the Matt Riddle t-shirt. Oh, now Kevin's not even talking. Look at this.
I'm a mark. What do you want from me?
Poor Kevin.
I gotta pee,
bro. Fucking death tonight.
Yeah, poor guy.
I feel terrible.
It's all right. We'll get through it.
Okay, so we have Fastlane coming up this weekend. What do we got? We got the number one contenders, Luke Harper and AJ.
Nah, dude, that's fucking that's SmackDown you're talking about.
Yeah, so
Fastlane is Raw.
Fastlane's Raw.
That's Goldberg,
that's right.
Kevin
it's
Owens,
be Goldberg and Owens and Reigns and Strowman.
Do we
right?
want to jump into that yet?
Well, we can start talking about it a little bit, just a little this and that. Unless you want to talk about Matt Riddle.
Did you watch Raw?
No, not once. Well, actually, that's not true. I watched the ending with Strowman trying to give Mick Foley shit, and Mick Foley pretty much said, yeah, I'm going to die soon, but I'm going to fucking stand up to you before I do. And Strowman was like, who the fuck do you think you are? And then, Dan it, boo!
Reigns.
How over do you think Braun Strowman's going to be after this match? How over is he going to be?
I don't know.
Come on, dude. Strowman's been fucking gold.
Does he win this match?
I think he does. I think who's gonna cost Roman Reigns the match? You think Mick Foley's gonna turn on Roman Reigns? Actually, that would be fucking killer. If Mick Foley did that,
there'd be a lot of potential screw jobs on this show then.
So there's no all right, so Randy Orton on SmackDown, that's where the fucking championship match went. So are we definitely fucking looking at Roman Reigns facing like
Taker?
Oh, it's going to be Taker?
Well, you remember the Rumble, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. Maybe Taker costs him the match against Strowman.
Oh, the standard issue, lights go out.
Yeah, possibly. Or maybe he just fucks them both up because wasn't he pissed off at Strowman too? Did they have a this and that in the Rumble? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
It's fucking bad, dude. It really is. Matt was right. Matt was absolutely right. Oh, speaking of right, you came back just in time, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the Shining Wizards Hotline, he's the king of the bros. He was successful all weekend at Evolve, and he's now on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, the one and only Matt Riddle. Matt, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm good. I'm really good. I like that entrance.
You like? Well, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule of calls tonight. I know you are you're on the eaves of flying over to Rev UK to battle Timothy Thatcher, who we saw this weekend. And your name's been all over the news, or at least the wrestling in the MMA dirt sheets. Apparently, Dana White's a real asshole.
He's wasn't current. He's always been, you know.
Yeah, I feel like he gives that vibe off when you see him, like at the press conferences or on TV or even on The Ultimate Fighter. He just comes across as a kind of a traditional prick businessman.
Yeah, he's just a businessman. I always got asked about him, and you know, it's not like. I wouldn't say he's the worst person in the world. He's not, but he's definitely a businessman. He's cutthroat, and, you know, if he can save money or make money, he will, you know?
No, absolutely. It makes, from a businessman's standpoint, it makes perfect sense. But
makes perfect sense.
You went from being a young up-and-comer in the UFC, 4-fight win streak. You kicked at the most brutal knockout on The Ultimate Fighter. And then 4-fight win streak, you test dirty for marijuana, if I'm correct?
The devil's lettuce.
Which is ridiculous, because...
That's a whole other story.
That's a whole other podcast.
It is a performance enhancing drug, my friend.
Is it? They really consider it that, huh?
It's a PED. It's a performance enhancing drug. I was stronger, faster, smarter. You know, and I used it to my advantage. And you know, I've apologized for my actions, but you know, I was prescribed it. You know, by my physician. So
there you go.
That's fucking rules.
It's so crazy that they would just to see. Okay, you're done. See you later. Like, UFC's always looking to build new stars, and I mean, look, in the wrestling business, you've taken off, bro.
Hell yeah.
At the Evolve show Saturday night, Queens, that whole place, bro, you are beloved, man. All the fucking bro hats. I brought a bro t-shirt. You're fucking great. I appreciate it, man.
It seems like everywhere I go, St. Louis, California, England, you know, Ireland, everywhere I've been, you know, I've got Texas, Florida, everywhere I've been, I've gotten a really good reaction from the crowd and the people. So it's been good.
Is the schedule now that you're pro wrestling, is it a lot different from UFC? Is it a lot more travel than MMA?
Yeah, way more travel, way more work, way more matches, but it's way more fun. Like, the worst part about fighting for me was you only fought like 3 or 4 times a year. And, you know, when you would fight, you get an interview, you'd have the fight week, everything, you know, goes to that moment, and then it's over. And then, you know, nobody talks about you, the next fight's come up, and, you know, nothing happens. You know, with pro wrestling, you're wrestling every weekend, 3 times a weekend, sometimes 4 times a week.
Did we lose them?
Sometimes, you know, sport them, you know, and
Matt, we're losing you.
Matt, are you there?
Did we lose Mr. Riddle?
It's cutting in and out.
Matt, can you hear us?
I can hear.
Your phone's cutting out pretty bad, Mr. Riddle.
Yeah, man.
I hear you perfect. I don't know why. It says I have good service.
All right, that's better.
You're coming in fine right now.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No problem. I got that T-Mobile Wi-Fi calling right now.
What's that all about?
Yeah. I don't know. It uses my Wi-Fi service to, you know, to use my cellular service. No.
Hey, well, it's working now, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So you're up and coming. You're becoming a huge name in the world of professional wrestling. Maybe something a lot of people aren't really familiar with. You just passed the 2-year mark, which is remarkable when you look at your list of accomplishments. And you did a little mini documentary for Evolve where you said wrestling was your first love. Professional wrestling, what's your first memory? When did you decide that, like, this is what I want to do?
Well, I don't know when the moment was, like, when I decided this is what I'm going to do. You know, I think I always wanted to do it, but I never thought it was realistic, you know. But I was always playing and wrestling with my friends. And, you know, when I got to high school or middle school, I started wrestling on the amateur team, you know. And, you know, it was just one of those things, you know. Like, I never really wanted to work a job. I knew that. You know, and I knew I wanted to either fight or wrestle or do something combat related. And, of course, wrestling was my first love. You know, I watched it. You know, we didn't really grow up watching sports in my house. And the one day I saw it on the TV and I, like, fell in love with it. My parents were furious and I was watching it ever since. And, yeah, you know, just... I kind of just dedicated my life to, you know, just getting to this point, you know, like be it amateur wrestling, then college wrestling, then jiu-jitsu, then professional fighting, to now again professional wrestling, you know. So I think it's just come full circle.
Yeah, and you could tell in the ring because you're performing at a quality that is unfound of in the world of professional wrestling for someone who's been in the game for only 2 years and change. I got to ask you, you do the MMA stuff, then you go to wrestling. Why no boots, bro? Your feet got to be fucking mangled.
No, you know, my feet don't get too mangled. I mean, I feel like if I did any of the crazy stuff, like any of, like if I could do all the springboards and the dives and stuff, but I'd probably want to wear, like, knee pads and shin pads and shoes just in case my, like, feet or legs hit guardrails or anything. But I really don't do anything like that. So my feet, like, even when I fight around the ring, like, I usually land flat. Like, even when, like, I take bumps on the floor, I just land flat-footed, and I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
You're definitely pretty good. Guys don't step on your feet or anything like that?
Oh, well, that doesn't really bother me. You know, like, when I fought in the UFC, people, like, stomped my feet with their heels and stuff like that. Like, just in practice. So, you know, like, when a guy, like, steps on my foot, I'm like, yeah, that's not really a big deal.
So now you've been pro wrestling for 2 years, and it seems like every so often there's just another promotion that's coming up that wants to book Matt Riddle. Have you noticed that there seems to be a lot more places to work, even in the short 2 years that you've been wrestling?
Yeah, it seems like a couple places are coming up. But then again, I feel like they were around the whole time, but, like, I wouldn't say I wasn't ready, but there wasn't a spot for me. Like, such places as, like, AAW, you know, and even, like, PWG now, and, like, Progress. And, you know, the WWE did pick up, a lot of talent, and I felt like by them doing that, it opened up a lot of space. Plus, you know, I improved at a decent rate, you know, so it all seemed to work out, you know.
What's your take on that? A lot of guys that you've been working with in Evolve have now moved up, especially in the 205 Live guys like Drew Gulak. What's your take on that, and is that something that you keep in the back of your mind as a goal?
No. I don't think there's anything wrong with 205 Live, but I don't think that's a goal of mine, or, you know, not that it's a bad, you know, a bad goal, if that's your goal, you know. I would rather just be more in the, like, the main circuit, you know what I'm saying? Rather than be, like, categorized in, like, 205 Live, you know?
No, absolutely. It makes perfect sense. You mentioned the WWE. Has there been any interest in you in the past year or change?
Has there been difference in interest in me from them?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I know they keep an eye on me, and people ask about me and they talk about me, you know, and I've never really heard them say a bad thing, you know. I know they did pass on me, before last year, WrestleMania, you know, so it's been a while, but, yeah, you know, I don't think anything's changed. I think I'm doing my thing. They're doing their thing. They've signed a lot of UK talent. They've signed a lot of talent from Evolve, from the States, you know, and I think they got their hands full. I think they're good. Now, maybe after WrestleMania, maybe they're looking to sign some more people. But even then, like, the track I'm on, I really like what I'm doing and the steam I'm building. And, you know, I like the fan base I have, you know?
No, absolutely. We were, and I've mentioned it throughout the interview, we were at the Evolve show, and we ended up meeting up with Gabe afterward, and he asked us to wait by the merch table. And we were right next to you, and I watched you interact every single person. You didn't care if they were buying merch, they just wanted to come up and say hello, they wanted to take a picture. I mean, you were beyond happy to be there. And I think it shows in the ring that you're just having a good time, you're really enjoying yourself. On the flip side of that, have you ever gotten yourself into a situation, especially with the wrestling business being like the unspoken, you know, don't tell anybody it's not real? Have you ever had someone take, like, a shot at you, like, shoot on you, like, this fucking UFC guy thinks he's tough shit, well, I'm gonna go in there and stretch him out?
No. No, nobody's taken that approach yet. I've gotten in the ring with some guys, and we'll mix it up. We'll get physical with each other. But I don't think it's ever, I'm going to stretch you or you're going to stretch me. I think it's more, I know what you're capable of and what you can take, and I know what I'm capable of and what I can take, you know? So I don't think it's either stretching one another. I think it's just, you know, I know how far I can push it, and maybe I'll push it a little far, you know?
And then sticking with Evolve, because that's where we just saw you last, I had actually had the opportunity to actually meet and actually sit down and talk with Gabe pretty in-depthly. Good times, good talks. Very nice guy. What's your thoughts on working for specifically Evolve and Gabe?
I really like working with Gabe. You know, before when I first started working with Gabe Canyon, the Canyon team from the WWE linked us up. And I talked to Gabe, and he knew my background from the UFC, and he knew what I looked like, and he goes, hey, we want you to come in and do, like, almost like an angry MMA fighter angle. And I was like, okay. And then we talked again, and after the second conversation, he goes, you know what, I don't think you should be an angry MMA fighter. That's really not your style. And I was like, yeah, that's really not my style. I'm not too crazy, you know, in that sense. And he kind of let me be myself, and, you know, he gave me a little bit of time at first, like 5 minutes, 6 minute matches, you know, guys like Dickinson and Gresham, and slowly but surely, you know, I worked my way up the card, and I am where I am now. It's pretty crazy.
It's real crazy. And under the WWN umbrella, you got to be part of a groundbreaking experience. WWN is working on an MMA event taking place in Beijing, Jesus, China, on March 18th. And there's a YouTube video up there that WWN Live put out about you going to China. Can you tell us a little bit more about the trip over there and how much involvement you had in helping to get the promotion off the ground?
Yeah, when I wouldn't say I got the promotion off the ground. I'd say I knew people in the MMA world, and Sal knows promoters and people that wanted to get some fights. The company called the Wuchi Tao in China, and they wanted to have some MMA fights. They wanted to have like a Team USA, and like a Team Brazil, and a Team Korea, and I believe also a Team Russia. And it was going to kind of be, it was going to be one fight now and then another fight at a later date, you know, that hasn't been decided yet. But yeah, we went there, we met with the Sports Bureau in Beijing and had a meeting with them, and everything went well with that. We did a press conference on CCTV, and, you know, that went extremely well, and, It was a lot of meetings and just you know, doing business. But yeah, it was a good trip.
And I heard you were over like Rover over there.
I was. They liked me quite a bit. Yeah, I stuck out for sure. You know, but it was a really good time. Got to see the Great Wall. Went to the Forbidden City. You know. Yeah, you know, if you can travel somewhere like China or somewhere like that, I recommend it, because it's like it's being on a different planet. It's a good time.
Yeah, and you want to talk about a good time? Flow Slam TV, the Matt Riddle show or documentary, All In. It's unbelievable. They only have one episode up. They just put it up last week. Can you tell us a little bit more about Jesus? I can't fucking talk tonight.
You're starstruck.
I'm like the worst.
You're starstruck. That's what it is.
That's what it is, bro. It's
yeah, but I was
good.
I wasn't starstruck Saturday night when I talked to him.
Nah, that's because, you know, I'm a very personable person. You know that.
I drank a bunch of Jack and Cokes, too, so.
Yeah, we did.
That helps, too. Yeah.
Hey, aren't you Matt Riddle? You gotta imagine it's lush.
We can't sit so close next to the bar next time.
Matt, I apologize for my drunken compatriots drooling all over you on Saturday. But go ahead, you have a question?
Well, I wanted Mr. Riddle to talk about his All In series that Flow Slam is presenting.
Okay.
And the experience it was for him to have a documentary crew carry him around and kind of carry him around. I'm done.
Get to it.
I'm out.
So
I got it. I got it. I'll answer. How? What was it like having a documentary crew following me around for Flow Slam
there
for
this
mini doc? It was pretty. It was cool at times. I'll be honest. When I first came back from China the first time, I came back. And I came back on a Thursday, and then I wrestled Friday in New York City against Jeff Cobb. And that's when they started filming, that Friday. And then I wrestled the following Saturday and then following Sunday for Beyond. And then I drove home, and then they were at my house Tuesday.
That's a little weird, no?
No. Well, no, just because they wanted to get the home perspective and the wrestling show perspective. Then they also showed up at Texas because Flow Slams or Flow Sports is out of Texas.
Matt.
But
no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. You're finishing your thought. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm good. Yeah, I was just telling you how the dates went of filming.
So, look, even talking like you came back from China, you're tired, you're wrestling the next night, you got a TV crew on you. Even with your talk about your time, with Dana White, is there anything that pisses Matt Riddle off? Is there anything that sets you off and gets you angry? Because to be honest with you, like every time I see you, like you said, you're always approachable, you're always nice, you're always friendly. Is there anything that just twists your screws and pisses you off and just sets you in a different direction?
Shitty interviews.
Some things piss me off, but nothing really. Like it usually takes somebody to really drill it in, drill it home to really piss me off. But accidents happen,
And real quick, an upcoming show you have coming up in April for Tier One. You're working Pentagon. Have you worked him before? And is this something that you're really looking forward to?
I've never worked Pentagon before. I'm really excited for it. I really like the clash of styles, when you got a guy like my style, MMA style, and you got a guy like Pentagon who's a luchador, And he's aggressive, I'm aggressive. He's a big, he's been wrestling for a while, and I see nothing but fireworks with that match. I see it being an easy night for me and the crowd going crazy.
Yeah, I don't see why the crowd wouldn't go crazy. I mean, it's a dream match of all dream matches. I wanted to bring something up. It's not so much wrestling related, but you're always rocking a hat, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Super Mario Brothers, Zelda, big video game, cartoon guy?
I am. I don't know what gave it away.
The hats, bro.
Oh, shit. I knew that's why you were saying it.
So what's Matt Riddle play? If you find time, I know you have a very busy schedule. You play in video games? You're on the Xbox One, the PS4, Nintendo?
Yeah, I got the Xbox One and the PS4. I just beat Resident Evil, the new one, and I beat Gears 4. I've been playing this new game, Nioh, like N-I-O-H. It's kind of like Dark Souls. It's pretty legit. Pretty legit. I'm always playing something.
Do you get into the old school stuff? Because I'm a huge retro gamer, NES, Super Nintendo, Genesis, GameCube, stuff like that.
Definitely. I got a Steam machine, and I got a bunch of games emulated. I got a bunch of systems and games emulated on there.
That's
and,
awesome.
Do you play?
That's just the easiest way I do it, instead of having like 8 systems.
Do you do a lot of online gaming?
Sometimes I'll play some games online, but I'm not a big, 100% all the time online. I usually play a lot of single player games.
Have you ever been noticed playing online? Like, do you like put the headset on and chat with people? Like, do you get recognized? Do people go, holy shit, I'm playing with Matt Riddle? Anything like that?
No, I don't play that often online where somebody would recognize me or recognize my voice or anything like that. Plus, my gamer tag is, it doesn't have my name anywhere on it.
Nice. Smart move on your end. I'm sure that's the last thing you need is a bunch of 10-year-olds cursing you out while they're destroying you some video game.
I don't think that would happen. I might get destroyed, but I don't think they'd curse me out.
I don't know, bro. Those online kids are savages.
Yeah, man. They're rough.
Holy moly.
I believe it. I stay away. I'm mostly a single-player video game kind of guy. Survival horror guy, kind of guy.
Smart.
I don't blame you. I stay away from them online kids or destroy your ego. We have a couple fan questions. I know we don't want to keep you all night. If you don't mind, we have a couple of fan questions.
Sure.
Is a return to the UFC a possibility ever?
You know, I get asked this all the time, and anything is possible. But I'll be honest, right now, I really love professional wrestling. I love doing what I do. I love my schedule. I love traveling all the time. I love, you know, wrestling every week and interacting with people. So, like, right now, I'd say, like, no. Like, no, there's no real possibility. But then again, if the money's right, the opponent's right, the time's right, you know, of course I'd say yes.
That very good, very good. Our friend over in the UK, Baza, wants to know how you're enjoying the scene over there.
In England.
Yes.
Yes. I enjoy the scene in Europe quite well. You know, I've been to England a couple of times. I've been to Ireland, and every time I go there, the crowds are, you know, they're rowdy, they're loud, they really get into it, and they're passionate. So it's nice, you know. And I really like the indie wrestling feeling. You know, I went to like an NXT the other day, and it was nice. But like the indies, I feel like you just get like more of a fight club, you know, feeling. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah, the it's a better atmosphere, in my opinion. I can't speak for everybody else. Don't get me wrong. I love, you know, the WWE and NXT and all that jazz. But
I mean, to be fair, you did get some camera time at that NXT taping. You were on TV.
Oh, I did. I was trending for like 10 seconds.
That's 10 more seconds than we've ever trended.
That's all you need, you know, like 500 tweets for 5 seconds. It happened instantly. It was hilarious.
A couple more fan questions, and then we'll let you go. Are there any tag teams? This is another one from Baza. Are there any tag teams you'd like to face, and who would you choose as a partner?
Any tag teams I'd like to face. And who would I pick as a partner? I don't know. I feel like I have like a lot of the tag partners I'd want. Like, right. I've tagged with Tracy Williams. I tagged with Jeff Cobb, you know. I tagged with Chuck O'Neill, who's an MMA guy. There's one other guy I haven't tagged with, and I guess I should one day, or I should wrestle him, and that's Tom Lawler, you know. But I don't know. I think, what is it, Red Dragon?
Yeah, Bobby Fish.
Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly.
That's as good a team as any right there.
Yeah, I'd like to wrestle them, and I would like to be tagged up with, you know, either Jeff Cobb or Chuck O'Neill.
Nice.
Gentlemen, you're usually tagging with. I know you did PWG with Jeff and Beyond this weekend with Chuck O'Neill. The CM Punk UFC thing, I'm sure you've talked about it 1,000 times. What are your thoughts? Do you think he should have even bothered to go through with the whole situation?
Oh, him? Yeah. He got to fight in the UFC on pay-per-view for lots of money. That's a sweet deal. Even if you get your ass whooped in 2 minutes or whatever time it was, that's still really – there's guys that like get beat up for like $200. on like an Indian reservation.
Yeah, I just watched a documentary on Netflix about that, actually.
Yeah, so CM Punk literally just made out like a bandit.
Now, let me ask you a question. Yeah,
he did good. He did very good.
I've been challenging Bobby Lashley for like 3 years. Not to a fight. I think I can just avoid him for 3 minutes.
Now, just in case you're not recognizing his voice, this is the person that you spoke with on Saturday night. So put that picture. Put that picture back in your head.
What I don't understand is avoid him.
Like, if I get into like an octagon with him, you think I could just run away from him for 3 minutes?
No. He's a whole lot of man.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He would probably beat my ass. I think I could avoid him, though, for like a couple seconds.
I think you could avoid him probably for like 20, 40 if you get the slip on like one time. I don't see you slipping him more than like one.
I'll fucking Vaseline the shit out of myself.
I don't think it has anything to do with that.
He's been dodging me for like 3 years. I've been sending emails, tweets, nothing. It's probably better off that way, isn't it?
Maybe he muted you. That's why there hasn't been a response.
Are you going to do that when you're done with this interview?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm not that kind of guy.
Attaboy.
Matt, it has been a pleasure. We've had a lot of fun. I hope you did, too. We don't want to take up the rest of your night. Matt's got a triddle. A twiddle. Oh, God damn. Matt has a
twiddle. Holy shit.
It's been so long since we've done a phone interview. But I'm still an idiot, so we'll leave it at that. But Matt has a Twitter, @riddle. TUF7. KingOfBros.com is the website. He's got a ton of sweet gear, great hats, t-shirts. He's got them with him every time he hits the indie scene. So if you're going to be in Orlando at the end of March, definitely grab some gear. He's going over to the UK, as I mentioned earlier.
I'll be in Germany. I'm leaving for Germany Thursday. I'll be there for the 16 Karat tournament, and I'll be over there for Ambition. I'm also over there for Rev Pro, and I think Progress as well.
Very nice.
You are the Progress Atlas champion.
I am. So if there's a Progress event, I shall be there.
There you go. And I love the way you wear the belt, like a fucking, it's kind of like draped over across your chest backwards. It's fucking the coolest thing ever.
Oh, it's the way to wear it, because then when I win another belt, I can wear the other one across the other shoulder.
Very true. There you go. Are those things
the
heavy?
Plan. The Atlas title is extremely heavy.
Yeah, it looks heavy.
It's like a heavyweight championship that gets to be over 205 to even challenge for it. And it's a heavy belt.
Yeah, it looks heavy. Those UK guys don't fuck around with the wrestling either, so
Dude, I
expect nothing less. So again, Matt Riddle on Twitter, @RiddleTUF7, kingofbros.com. He's going to be down in Orlando. I know a lot of our fans are going to be at WrestleMania weekend. He'll be at the Evolve shows. He's wrestling fucking Dan Severn at Joey Janela's spring break. We didn't even talk about that, which
Holy
is
shit.
Unbelievable.
How did he not talk That's about insane. That?
What's that like for you?
I'm wrestling again.
Matt, we're losing you.
Matt, we're losing That's you again, it. Buddy.
I'm wrestling a whole bunch. People.
There you go. Well, I'll be down in Orlando, so I'll be sure to say what's up.
Oh.
All right. Well, I guess.
Matt, we're losing you, buddy. We're going to sign off.
Thanks again.
Oh, no. We lost him.
Did he hang up?
No. Matt, you there?
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, we'll just let him go.
No,
I guess.
I can hear you.
There we go.
It's like he's hiding.
Well, we just wanted to
say. I can hear you.
Fucking A. Like I said, I'll be down in Orlando, Kevin, so I'll be sure to say what's up when I see you at one of the many events. So.
Sounds good.
And I will see you for Tier 1 and Evolve at St. Finbar's, I think, actually, in Brooklyn on the 23rd of April. So I will be sure to come by and say hi.
There you go. Look at that. Roll.
Definitely.
And I'm just going to hide my head because I'm a fucking terrible interviewer, stumbling idiot.
Matt, thanks for taking time to join us tonight,
brother.
Don't
worry about it, bro.
Have a good night, Matt.
You too.
Take care.
Thanks, brother. Be well on your travels.
There it is.
Will do. You too. Bye-bye.
See ya. Well, I hate myself.
Don't hate yourself. This was an awesome interview. This is awesome. And I pulled the Kevin, and I stepped. The two times I spoke, I stepped on him.
God damn.
Oh, I waited way too long to fucking ask him a question.
I'm such a stuttering.
No,
mumbling.
Dude, it was really funny. He got a kick out of it. He really enjoyed it. Don't beat yourself up, bro.
Don't beat yourself up.
That was a lot of fun, dude. I haven't had that much fun since 2 weeks ago. I don't know. It was fun. I don't want to piss any of our other guests off. Anyway, let's talk Raw, or do we want to plug anything, or
can we do some plugs or read or something?
We'll do that at the end of the show.
Okay.
Let's keep this train moving.
I got to pee. Tony, you filibuster.
Yeah, filibuster.
All right, so Raw, which I didn't watch.
Oh, that's right. You can't filibuster.
No, I can. I can talk to Matt about it a little bit. So Raw airs Monday nights at 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock on the USA Network.
That's very true.
They're building up to their pay-per-view before WrestleMania, which is only about 4 weeks away. The pay-per-view is called Fastlane. We've got a Universal Championship match, Kevin Owens defending his title against Goldberg, the man. We also have Roman Reigns. Sorry, I haven't done that in a while. Defending nothing except his fucking awfulness against Braun Strowman, who is the premier athlete in all of WWE. We may have a tag title match. I think the Good Brothers are defending against the fucking Italian Weasel family, which I fucking can't stand.
The End Zone Cast?
Yeah, and I think the New Day is selling ice cream at the concession stand. Is that a thing yet?
No, I don't know.
Oh, and Nia Jax is a big bitch, but we already knew that. Is she fucking challenging Bayley? Is that happening, or is there some mixed team shit?
Wrestling Sasha?
Oh, really? Great.
I want to say, Raw was pretty terrible.
Pretty bad.
Night.
I feel bad for Mick Foley, dude. They should not be booking him in a position where he's got to defend himself. He's a fucking beaten up old man, dude.
I'll tell you, there were three segments on Raw last night that made sense.
Okay.
The Kevin Owens Goldberg one, which
was
good.
Goldberg on Raw?
Yes, he came out. He opened the show.
Okay, him and Owens together or no?
He came out, he cut a promo, and then Owens came out, and they kind of went back and forth, which, now that I think about it, I'm a little worried that Goldberg is going to walk out of Fastlane with the title. And
I'm not worried about that. I'm just sad that it's going to be a squash, because they're just going to ruin Kevin Owens. Like, Goldberg and fucking Brock Lesnar, who gives a shit? You know, the attraction is the fucking match itself. But fucking Owens, dude, like, he can't, I don't want to see him fucking lose like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. I mean,
Roman Reigns got shit against Brock Lesnar. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking, you got to give Owens a little bit of a bone if you're going to fucking make him lose.
It just, that opening promo last night, it just came across like, it hit me right in the face.
Foregone conclusion.
Here it is.
It's over.
It's going to be spear, jackhammer, 1, 2, 3. A little bit of me, part of me, is just I'm reaching, right?
You think
grasping
it's
at straws. I'm putting the Kevin Owens Bret Hart connection together. Kevin Owens wrestles with a T-shirt on, fucking some kind of steel plate.
The only thing I'm thinking is that, well, yeah, because he does wear a T-shirt, that would make sense.
I just don't want to see him get squashed and lose the title.
You don't think Bork is going to fucking interfere and cost him the match?
No, because that goes back on Heyman's promo a couple weeks ago where they want Goldberg to be the champion at WrestleMania.
So maybe Owens fucks Goldberg up with the fucking thing, and then Brock Lesnar comes out and fucks Owens up and costs him the belt?
We're forgetting about Jericho in this whole thing. Jericho's going to have
maybe Jericho
sort of
fucks Owens.
You're not forgetting about him, but the foregone conclusion with Jericho is Jericho also cost Owens the title. Because at
Jericho
this point,
Jericho does it for the money, brother.
Jericho and Owens don't need a title for their feud.
No, they really don't.
No, but Goldberg and Brock don't need a title for the feud.
Both feuds don't need a title.
Well, one of them's got to have it.
If one of them's going to have it,
Jericho's the U.S. champion.
No, I want Brock and Goldberg to have the title. I want Goldberg to be the champ going into Mania, and I want Brock to finally get his comeuppance to send Goldberg away, and that's it. That's the logical conclusion.
What's Brock's schedule after Mania?
Doesn't matter. Brock disappeared for months with the title.
Yeah, but that's
time.
When you had one brand, though. And that's when
so they could get away with it even more now, having a champion disappear for a while.
No, what are you gonna do on Raw?
Fucking Owens, dude! All your top guys on Raw—they don't need belts. Fucking Reigns is worthless with a belt anyway.
The U.S. title—they've done a good job of putting it up there too, anyways. So you
and
can
maybe
get
yeah,
away
maybe
with
Jericho
that.
And Owens just fight over the U.S. belt. If you really want to do something with it, how far away are we from a Finn Balor return?
Stupid. They're saying
he's so already on Balor cards.
But Balor's not going to challenge Lesnar, is he?
No.
I would love to see that.
You think it's going to be more of a... So what's here's a Rollins sleeve? Is Rollins Triple H still going to happen?
I believe so.
They're teasing it. Here's another thing, and it just came to me because I almost forgot it. A couple weeks ago on Raw, before the Festival for Friendship, Owens and Jericho backstage segment, Triple H pulls Owens away and kind of gets in his ear. Does it lead to him turning on Jericho? Maybe not. Maybe it does. But that could be another factor into the match.
Wait, what do you mean, turning on Jericho?
I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you remember a couple weeks ago on Raw? It was the Festival of Friendship, whatever fucking bullshit.
So you're saying that Triple H was behind Kevin Owens' turn on
Jericho? I think Triple
Jericho.
H is in his ear, and I think that's another thing maybe might factor into it. In my heart of hearts, at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a Goldberg squash. He's going to be the champion.
What about those rumors? See, that now you made my mind travel somewhere else now, because what about those rumors of
was that
the
you?
Stable of... Triple H with Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe as a stable. Did you guys hear that at all?
I haven't heard that, but I'm okay with that.
Because you said that now Triple H is in Owens' ear again, but now he also has Samoa Joe. So now you have Triple H leading a faction of Owens and Joe against whoever, maybe Brock.
I just don't like Triple H being actively involved anymore.
I agree, but if Brock isn't necessarily going to be there, and you have this... basically, essentially another evolution to put Samoa Joe, especially over at the highest level. That's kind of the way you do it. It's a formula that's worked before.
I don't know. Unless Triple H just has a boner thinking he's going to fucking make a modern day four horsemen.
Ooh, who'd be the fourth?
Baron Corbin. What, you don't like the Baron Corbin?
Not buying it just yet. Just
so who are we looking at right now? It was Owens and Samoa Joe
and
who,
Triple H.
No, well, Triple H is not going to be part of the four, though. They'd have to bring in two other guys. Enzo and Cass, perfect.
Ric Flair.
Woo!
So instead of Triple H is too old to do it, but Ric Flair is not, and he will be leading the four.
No, what I'm saying, like, Triple H goes into the James J. Dillon mode, and he leads four young up-and-coming guys, four studs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I say young up-and-coming guys. I mean, Joe and fucking Owens have been in the business for a dog's age. But maybe they put Finn Balor in there, too? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, but then you
maybe
can't...
Roman Reigns is the big dog?
See, that I would like.
Like, he's just the muscle. He's like the fucking Arn Anderson of the group. They have a problem, they go to him.
I wouldn't mind a heel stable with Triple H, Roman, Samoa Joe, and Kevin Owens. That's a lot of fucking beef.
Fucking A, man. Gotta have beef. Gotta have spice.
Need a little excitement.
I wonder if Jim Cornette has any feelings about what's going on with Raw.
I don't know. I don't know what Jim Cornette has to say.
I'm sure we'll hear from him.
Jim Cornette, he does have something to say about Beth Phoenix, but
all right. Well, let's finish up
Fastlane and Raw. Cruiserweight's got some time in two different feuds. You have Neville and Jack Gallagher.
The only thing worthwhile right now advancing, I believe,
is Neville Jack Gallagher
at the 205 level. Sure.
Yeah, well, there's another show.
Is the
show
other
tonight.
One Noam Dar and Alicia Fox?
I'm digging that now.
All right, maybe I'll.
I'm not gonna lie to you. My tune on the cruiserweights is not as awful as it was then. Other than it's still the same like shit, just like as everything else. Just they're just little guys, but The Kendrick Tozawa stuff has been great.
That's good stuff, yeah.
Okay, all right. This is what they needed to do.
The Noam Dar, Alicia Fox stuff has actually been fun a little bit. So they're getting there. They're introducing more pieces to the Cruiserweight puzzle. Tony Nese has always been still fine.
Yeah, but the problem is Tony Nese and Drew Gulak are just fine. Like
that's fine. Again, no pun intended. That's fine. You can't push everyone at once. And
Drew just fucking headbutts everybody in this stomach. It's the greatest fucking thing ever, and they're not getting that over.
Dude, who knows? Maybe one day you expand it so much where you introduce a cruiserweight tag title and you have Gulak and Tony Nese as a team.
Maybe someday.
Against like the Bollywood boys and...
But right now, let's just take it slow.
Hoo-hoo-loon or whatever.
Hoo-hoo-loon? Hoo-hoo. Do you mean Buku Dao?
No, hoo-hoo-loon. Yoo-hoo-loon is a guy. In the cruiserweights, I think, somewhere, right? Hoo-hoo-loon, right?
What? Kevin's been dipping into a good NyQuil.
I have no idea, bro.
Ho-ho-loon is a cruiserweight guy.
Yeah,
is
holy fuck.
I don't know. I don't watch fucking 205 Live, and I've really... Raw was on last night, and like I said, I saw the Goldberg-Owens thing. I like this Tozawa. I can't fucking talk tonight!
Well, I mean, that's not the easiest name.
Are you doing a Tozawa impression?
Myself. I fucking hate myself.
He's doing fucking Fala's gimmick.
What, Fala?
Yeah, basically, essentially.
He's Filipino.
But he's doing his gimmick. He's doing like, instead of bye, he's going like, or some shit.
He's just confused tonight.
What the fuck? What is this?
I think you're getting him sick.
How's the fuck? The fucking Fastlane Wikipedia page already has all the matches with who won. And the times, with the exception of Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, and Kevin Owens, Goldberg.
All right, so we don't have to watch, because Wikipedia is science.
Wikipedia is future.
Suck my balls.
Fucking Good Brothers, Luke Gallows wrestled Big Cass, and fucking Enzo can't even get in a fucking ring.
I'm so done with Enzo.
Fucking horrendous, dude.
I'm not
going
to lie.
And he's going, we're getting the belts, how you doing? Go fuck yourself.
Other than their actual shtick when they actually come out to the ring, like the bada boom, how you doing, soft.
No, that
other than that, I'm kind of with you. I'm done with Enzo like backstage
and
talking.
The fucking KFC commercial for the fucking
god.
The
golden,
my god, dude.
Georgia Gold.
I'm surprised you even knew what it was. I fucking forgot.
I can't.
It's fucking terrible.
He's so even.
Are you talking about chicken?
The shtick when he comes out. Even that, I'm fucking... Ho-ho-loon?
Ho-ho-loon.
That's a real guy?
Yeah.
Fuck me!
He looks like he's in some fucking...
Ho-ho-loon.
He looks like he's like the baby metal guitarist with
Asian,
that fucking hair.
Asian Jesus Fallout Christ. Boy. That's my Asian counterpart.
Ugh, God, he should kill himself. Fucking
what if you've never even seen him?
Fuck him.
Either have I. I'm surprised
you knew. I have. He was on the Cruiserweight Classic.
His partner, Holy Fook. Ooh, bang ding ow.
Boo.
Boo. What did you say? Followed us now on Facebook? Chung Chi Lin.
Fuck. I'm just so fucking. Raw was so bad.
Did you say
fucking
Ritter or Tittle?
It was bad. It was fucking so bad. Such a fucking disaster.
Dude, it was awesome. Don't fucking beat yourself up. It was great.
It was a huge interview, and it was fuck. I was a
dude,
fucking
it was fun. Come on, bro.
Stuttering, stammering idiot.
Are we friends with him on Facebook?
He's not friends with any one of us after that.
Nah,
interview.
He's not really a Facebook guy. A friend request has been in for a while.
I'm not a Facebook guy.
But he still follows us on Twitter. So. I mean, that's a plus.
Yeah, yes. You know who else follows us on Twitter? Ryback.
Oh man, that's another story. I feel so embarrassed because
you should,
because listen, not only did like, and I love the Ryback, love the podcast. Him and Pat are fantastic. It's a great fucking podcast. Matt started listening to it now, and he says he's enjoying it as well. Correct, sir?
Yeah, guys, I went to the website with the
chicken salad,
the soda, the Zevia.
Yeah, which I'm probably going to get, too.
Get my Zevia sent to me for free. Free six-pack.
Fucking go. A. I got to get on that.
Zevia.com/podcast. Just
all right.
In conversations with...
Well, send him...
Is it conversation with the big guy or conversations?
No, it's one N, conversation. But the
yeah,
promo code might be...
conversations, which is two N's.
But the promo... Yeah. But the promo code, I think, is conversations with an S.
Well, that's on Blue Apron. On
why would they have conversations? Why wouldn't they just make it big guy? That would make more sense.
I don't know. That's a good
question.
I don't know. It'd be easier to remember.
But anyway, so I'm getting all pumped. Ryback, follow me, because I tweet that I listen to the show, and I'm like, oh, this is dope. Ryback is following me. I make a Facebook thing about it, and like I'm like, yeah, man, it's pretty cool. And then like everyone's like, cool, cool, cool. And then three comments down, it's JP saying, yeah, he just followed me too. So like immediately, all the wind is out of my sail. And I'm like, fuck, I'm done. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm so pumped. The big guy follows me. He might finally do the show. And then now he follows JP, and I believe he also follows Matt's personal account, who has like no existence on Twitter whatsoever.
And he follows Tony.
Yes.
So
I'm very happy.
I'm like, oh, man, he's got to know who I am. I met him at WrestlePro. I told him I was a fan. You know, we talked.
I tweet about
him. And I'm like, yeah, he follows me. That fuck, my heart literally sank to the bottom of my stomach when I saw those words from JP. Yeah, he just followed me, too.
He just put Shining Wizards on par with Blog Talk Radio with one fucking follow. God.
I love you, big guy.
Oh, boo.
We got to talk about that.
All right, so we shit on Enzo and Cass a little bit because they deserve it. What else is...
A lot of it,
yeah, so trying to be nice.
I can't do the chicks
gives a fuck
anymore.
Bitch fights.
I can't.
So what'd you think of the ending? Braun Strowman fucking getting in Mick Foley's face. So Foley's going to be done and Kurt Angle's coming in, right?
That's the word.
Is that what they're saying?
That's what they're saying.
I liked how Foley, because...
Foley.
You could see it building.
Yeah.
Where he's just...
He was pissed, dude. He gave zero fucks. He was in Braun Strowman's face.
I liked it. I didn't mind.
No, it's weird putting Mick Foley in that situation, though.
He's got to
have
that...
It's like putting Daniel Bryan in the situation with The Miz where you know they're not going to do anything with it.
He's got to have that hip surgery, so I seriously thought he was going through that table.
Nah, they wouldn't do that. Mick can't fucking do that. His wife will kill him. He's fucking done, dude.
His wife should kill him for fucking Holy Foley. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Hey, that's my close personal friend, Mick Foley, you're talking about, right?
I like Mick Foley, too.
Love me
we
some Mick
We celebrated
Foley.
His birthday. It's up on the wall.
That's true.
Show is fucking awful, though. Oh, my God.
No,
fucking Frank the Clown, I hope Frank the Clown gets hit by Frank the fucking truck.
I hope.
He's the fucking worst.
Frank should get AIDS.
He's the fucking worst. Allegedly. Tony said that.
No, I didn't say that.
Holy shit.
That was Kevin. He coughed.
He's the fucking shits.
About to sneeze.
He's a fucking idiot that wears a fucking clown makeup and he gets to fucking tag out Mick Foley's daughter. Foley.
You think Mick Foley puts lotion on her the way Hogan does to Brooke?
No. Mick Foley's a respectable man who has his wits with him. Fucking Hulk Hogan's just delusional. Old man.
Oh, I don't know if you heard recently, but Layla Ali was like, what the fuck is he talking about? I saved his life. She fucking was completely like, what the fuck? Where did this story come from?
Isn't that in his book?
Yeah. And she's like, all right, Hulk, good for you. She kind of denied it, but she was like, hey, whatever floats your boat. So I don't know. But that was just an aside. We're coming up on the end, but we should talk about the other big news of the week. The latest inductee to the WWE Hall of Fame.
Are we
going to
talk about it before he goes, like seriously, before he goes into it or no?
What do you mean? No, we're going into it. This is it.
Well, I thought we were going right into our pal. Jim Cornette.
Oh, Jim Cornette's here. He's going to tell you a thing about this Beth Phoenix. It's like finding a goddamn diamond in a pile of shit. That's what her career was in the WWE.
Like this?
No, I don't like this at all. It's just you surround somebody that's subpar. Why do I sound like this? I sound like a fucking retard. You surround her with a bunch of shit. And she's like, oh, good God. Jesus Christ. Kevin's got AIDS. You've been hanging around Kevin Dunn or something? What the fuck, man? Jesus Christ.
Allegedly.
Sorry, Mr. Carnage.
Jesus Christ. What were you, sucking Steve Lombardi's dick? Jeez, you got the AIDS over there.
You have AIDS.
Yes, Brooklyn Brawler gave Kevin the AIDS. Tell a friend.
You idiots.
He won't do our podcast because he did Chris Jericho's.
650,000 listens,
yeah,
apparently.
Jim Cornette here. You know what he has to say to one Steve Lombardi? Oh, my goddamn sound ain't on my goddamn soundboard.
Then fuck you. In the meantime, fuck you.
That's what I gotta say to Mr. Lombardi. Anyway, the fucking Glamazon, she comes up with Trish Stratus. God damn it, Trish was the last of a very small pocket of good female wrestlers. And her and Mickie James, that was it. And then they were gone. And the Glamazon comes up, and you got Melina, and you got the McCools, and it was a bunch of bullshit. She wasn't very good.
You know, Mickie James is back. She brought a roast beef sandwich with her.
Look, I like Mickie James. Don't you dare. All right, Mickie James, she's a good girl from Tennessee.
Allegedly, I don't know. I gotta Google that.
Have you seen the pics?
Yeah, I've seen the pics. God damn it, I've seen the Sunny video. I've seen the pics. I got all the Playboys. All right, they're memorabilia, son.
Have you seen the Misty Blue Sims and Linda Dallas porno?
I don't. I don't like to talk about. They were my friends. Right? I don't like to talk about them in that light. But I don't really agree with this Beth Phoenix. I think, goddamn, China's dead. It ain't like she can do any more harm. Put her in the fucking Hall of Fame. You gotta let bygones be bygones. Hall of Fame's a bunch of bullshit.
But China's bygone, so you really can't do that.
You're gonna make them laugh.
It was good. I didn't want to boo it. It was good.
Oh, that was good. So why did you laugh at it? That's what you're doing. Something's good.
I know, because I had to think about it for a
minute. I'm just saying, I don't think she's any good, and I don't think she belongs in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Very clever.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder with a joke.
Who's thunder? You didn't steal anyone's thunder. The only thunder you should be stealing is a DVD box set, Thunder in Paradise. Goddamn Hulk Hogan, Sting, Brutus Beefcake, Vader, best shit on fucking UPN9 ever.
And Jimmy Hart.
And Jimmy Hart. You can't forget the Mouth of the South. Now, I can't tell you one memorable Beth Phoenix moment.
You don't remember the Glamazon with Santino Morelli?
I remember her being the Glamazon. I can't tell you a thing she did.
Well, you smacked Santino.
She eliminated the Great Khali from a Royal Rumble once.
With a kiss. Very sexual.
I'm surprised you didn't book more kisses, Jim Cornette.
I am a devoted husband. I got
no, not for yourself.
For who?
I don't know. Tony Anthony?
Man, kisses don't sell shit. What's wrong with you? I got goddamn young up-and-coming fucking thrill seekers coming in. I say, yo, boys, give me a little bit of red, a little color. They go in there with the heavenly bodies. Boom, SMW, Night of the Champions. They look like they've been a bunch of stuck pigs. Goddamn, I sold hundreds of tapes. Come to my table, buy a tape. Take a picture. That fucking China Wizard's Matt. He got a picture of me. Looks like he has AIDS. A little alien head. I let him hold his tennis racket.
Well, you mean your tennis racket?
Yeah. Well, whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Did Matt actually bring a tennis racket to you?
Yeah, he brought a tennis racket. He's a little weird fella in his fucking Miami Dolphins sweatshirt. His weird little shaved head with his big ears.
So not a weirdos. Fan. I mean, Santino Morello was involved. You should be proud. One of your former proteges.
I don't even want to talk about Santino Morello. You got to buy that shit on U-Shoot, okay? This ain't free. All right? And don't get it mixed up.
Collectibles.
There's impersonators collectibles out there. There's a Jim Cornette. No, I'm Jim Carnette with an A. Get it right.
What a dick.
You're a dick, son. That's all I got to say about Beth Phoenix. Every time I come in this goddamn studio, I get all hot and sweaty. We're not ending the show with this shit either. We did it last week. I feel like you were over there pressing buttons, playing inappropriate songs. Don't
I
even
wasn't
do
pressing
it again.
A thing, sir.
You played the N-word song. It was very racist.
You mean this song?
Don't you dare do it. It's the last day of Black History Month. Have a little bit of respect.
You know, we didn't do a damn thing for Black History Month this year. I feel...
Well, didn't we do Tag Team Month last year?
We did do Tag Team Month last year. I love all the African Americans. All right. Every month.
Too bad you can't say it.
But listen, I'm very flustered. All right. Fucking I had to listen to that idiot Matt interview Matt Riddle.
Matt
interviewed Matt. And he stuttered and he stammered. Every month should be Black History Month. All right. Ernie Ladd, the big cat. Ron Simmons. God damn the gangsters. They made me some money in SMW.
What about Mel Phillips?
Yeah. What about Mel Carter? How you like
Mel
apples?
Carter with no legs.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Maybe the Hardys will push her down the stairs next week.
You put Jim Carnette on the spot, and he don't like it right now because there's some more stuff to talk about, right?
All right, is Jim Carnette done?
No. You know what Jim Carnette wants to talk about? Goddamn social media, you dumb motherfuckers. You're in the spotlight. Get off the social media. Tom Phillips, he works for WWE. Not for long. If you're sending pictures to some girl who ain't your wife / fiance, telling her you got an erection on an airplane, and you're going to fuck the shit out of her face.
Well, you got to have goals.
Who gets a boner on an airplane?
Well, you don't. It's the pressure of the cabin.
Turbulence.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ah. Well, Dan, Kevin, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to tell Shining Wizards Matt to text Chris Payne. Chris, be weary of Kevin on the flight down to Orlando. Because Kevin might get a boner
And I hope you ain't got no cheese puff down there.
You don't think Chris Payne wants to join the Mile High Club with Kevin?
Look, I ain't looking to stir up any trouble. I just say, who gets a goddamn boner on an airplane?
He tries to sneak in the first class and crosses the line.
Oh, jeez. I can't use the toilet up here.
Speaking of boners.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you see it took them 20 fucking years? Brazzers? How do you say this porn company? They're doing the Montreal screw job.
Well, if there's any kind of screwing, it should be in Brazzers.
Look, I looked up some of these females. Goddamn, if my dick still worked, I'd be jerking off for days.
For days, he goes.
For days. He got these two chicks playing the wrestlers, HBK, that piece of shit that made Vader cry. You goddamn son of a bitch. I hate your face. And fucking... Bret Hart, and then a man is Vince, and I bet you he's going to fuck them both.
Probably. He did it. He did it several times throughout their careers, right?
Am I right?
No. All right, well, Mr. Carnett, any more news you got?
Nah, Mr. Carnett is done right now. He is flustered. He's had a rough night.
All right.
The goddamn, I go in my bed at the Holiday Inn, I look up, brown water is dripping down right on my face.
I thought you paid good money for that.
No, you motherfuckers put me in a goddamn Holiday Inn. What do you expect?
Sorry, Mr. Cornett.
All right, I'm going. You can have this retard Matt back, and you can finish talking about whatever bullshit you people talk about.
Well, if if Matt, welcome back, Matt, wants to get in any plugs before we leave the rant, that's a good
goddamn
time to do it.
Yeah, Mr. Carnett. That's with a C-A, not a C-O.
Carnett, as if we're driving Mr. Net.
Don't
Mr.
get him Carnett. Twisted.
No.
Don't get him twisted.
It's very nice of him to come back.
Yeah, yes. You know what? He likes it here. He just doesn't like Matt and the heat.
All right, I got you.
The
heat.
Well, Mr. Carnett's a heat magnet.
I'm going to run through just these quick plugs.
Let Kevin get his plug real quick.
Just the Twitter, at Kevin Garifo, on Instagram, at Shining Wizards Kevin. So that's pretty much it.
At Big Tony Z, I could use a couple follows.
If you're local Essex County, Wednesday, of course, my regular room that I co-produce in West Orange. It's a free show, stand-up comedy. Got some good comics coming up. Sunday in Montclair, Tierney's Tavern. That's not a free show, but that's always a good time to come by, say hello, watch some good comedy. And then, yeah, just the Twitter and Instagram and Kevin Joseph Garifo on Facebook.
Awesome.
We want to thank The Rant for having us on again. RantEMRadio.com. Stay tuned. They got their show coming up at 9 o'clock.
The Black Achiever Awards 2017. I'm sure Mega Powers will be making a few appearances and all the cast of characters from The Rant.
He's like me. He's not feeling too good either, I don't think.
Yeah, but believe me, The Black Achievers is kind of like his thing. He's not going to miss this for the world.
I don't know. Kevin don't sound too good, so.
Well, that's Kevin's fault.
So we just want to thank the promotions that support us, WrestlePro, WrestlePROonline.com. Go to the website for all the dates. We're running short on time,
yes,
so
go
I'm not
to
going
all the
into
websites.
Dates.
We'll plug the rest in podcast form.
Smash-Wrestling.com, Smash Wrestling, On Point Wrestling, OPWrestling.com, Tier 1 Wrestling, Tier 1 Wrestling.org, House of Glory, House of Glory, HOG Wrestling.net, excuse me, Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, WildcatSports.com, Battle Club Pro, BattleClubPro.com, Pro Wrestling Magic, Wrestling is Magic. .com, the Kayfabe Today podcast, youtube.com/First Thing in the Morning Show, and our friend Matthew Ryan Shapiro is running a show in Jersey City March 25th for Capital Wrestling. Go to capitallive.eventbrite.com. And, of course, our guest tonight, Matthew Riddle, at RiddleTUF7 on Twitter. Give him a follow, kingofbros.com. He'll be in the UK. He'll be in Germany. He'll be down in Orlando during WrestleMania weekend. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Buy his gear. Support all things independent wrestling. And, of course, Blue Apron.
Blue Apron. If you go to the website, click the banner, you will get $30 off your first order.
Or three free meals down below. That's on there.
No. We'll talk about that. Don't click that one.
Fucking no.
Click the $30 off banner. Trust me. Trust me. For Tony, it's Kevin, it's Matt. Make sure you check out all our friends and join us next week for another action-packed action
episode.
Oh,
shit.
What?
March 14th, in studio, Darius Carter. March 21st, Joey Janela and Giancarlo Didimo. I hope I said your last name right, buddy. They'll be in studio talking about Joey Janela's spring break. We'll see you next week, you freaks.
Peace!